Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Turns out Alex Pretty, fatally shot by Border Patrol agents in Minneapolis 5 days ago, had a previous heated encounter with federal agents. That was 11 days earlier. Video of that has now surfaced. His family confirms the man seen in that video is Pretty. Man's under arrest, accused of repeatedly ramming his car into the Chabad Lubavitch World Headquarters in New York City, damaging the Hasidic Jewish Center, but there were no injuries. President Trump turning up the heat on Iran.
Time is running out. That is President Trump's stark warning to Iran. What he calls a massive armada is a major buildup of U.S. military might in the Arabian Sea. The only way to avoid another war, declares Trump, is a new nuclear deal. Iran's mission in New York was quick to respond. They were ready for dialogue based on mutual respect and interest. If not, they said, they would respond like never before.
The BBC's Lise Doucette. President Trump wants to accelerate the rebuilding of thousands of homes destroyed by last year's Southern California wildfires.
The president has signed an executive order to cut through bureaucratic red tape and speed up reconstruction of tens of thousands of homes. He has complained about what he calls California's unnecessary and obstructive permitting requirements. The president is putting EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin in charge of helping homeowners get permits, saying the administration is going to override the local authorities.
White House correspondent Craig Clugston. Prospect of another partial government shutdown looms as Senate Democrats threaten to block spending bills that include funding for the Department of Homeland Security. There's a midnight Friday deadline. Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 51 points. NASDAQ futures 66 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Listen carefully. This isn't noise. It's not hype. Silver is moving. And when silver moves, it moves quickly and without warning. Smart investors already know this. Most people don't until it's too late. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 to get your free gold and silver rollover kit of $49 value just for calling. History is clear. When the gold to silver ratio tightens, silver doesn't creep higher. It explodes, often outperforming gold by multiples. Right now, most Americans remain dramatically underallocated to precious metals, even as central banks around the world are aggressively increasing their gold reserves. History shows precious metals have performed best when interest rates move lower while inflation stays above target. You don't need perfect timing. You need to be in position before the move finishes. Call 800-900-8000 now. Find out about a tax and penalty-free rollover in 2026. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000 now. That's 800-900-8000.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
And good early morning. The BW Parkway, we're looking at you here to Rundle Mills down to Route 32. The lanes are open. The roadway conditions are fine. No issues right now. Again, while it's so cold, there could be areas of black ice, and we have to be prepared for that. But all the major highways, and including the ramp traffic right now, appears to be in good shape. There's a minor incident. I think this could be a wreck. Southbound I-95. Near the interchange at 395. There's a tractor trailer on the shoulder there. It's not going to be a big deal. And we had a fire call a couple of minutes ago in the city over on the southwest side, Eagle Street, just off the intersection at Monroe. City fire there doesn't appear to be serious, but you'll have some lane blockage there temporarily. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk radio 680 WCBO.
Your Fox 45 forecast. The cold stretch continues. Some sunshine today with highs only in the low to mid 20s. Feel like temperatures in the teens. Tonight is frigid again with lows near 6 degrees. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 6 degrees in Middle River and 6 degrees in Pikesville. At 6:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Brought to you by Audiology Associates. Some Baltimore area school systems will be closed today, while others will offer virtual learning. Schools in Carroll and Howard counties will be closed today, while Harford County schools will be closed today and tomorrow. There will be virtual learning for Baltimore City students, and Baltimore and Anne Arundel County schools will have virtual learning both today and tomorrow. And Annapolis police are reporting the death of a woman who was found near the tennis courts at Truxton Park. Police were called to a hiking trail at the park shortly after 2:30 Wednesday afternoon, where they found the unresponsive woman. According to the preliminary investigation, police believe the woman may have slipped due to icy conditions and succumbed to exposure during extreme cold temperatures. The Maryland Lottery winner, pick 3, was 033, the pick 4, 4933. Stein on Sports is coming up next.
Tired of feeling worn out halfway through your workout or exhausted before the day even begins? If staying active matters to you, fuel your body with Rescue Oracea. Most people don't realize your body runs on ATP, the natural energy that powers every muscle, every heartbeat, and every step. But as we age, ATP production slows down, taking stamina and endurance with it. That's where Rescue Oracea comes in. This cutting-edge formula with research-backed ingredients supports ATP production at the cellular level, so you can keep moving, keep your heart pumping, and keep doing what you love every day without jitters or crashes. Just use my code MYENERGY to buy one, get one free today at res-q.com or call a Rescue Product Consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. Don't miss out. Again, that's 1-800-262-5483. Or online at res-q.com to get your second bottle of Rescue Oracea for free with code MYENERGY at checkout.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
605 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Jesse Minter makes his debut in Baltimore today. As a head coach, he'll meet the media and take questions at 11:30 this morning in Owings Mills. Yesterday, he walked through the front door of the castle and addressed the Ravens organization.
My family and I, we could not be more excited about this opportunity. But we really look forward to making it all of us. And making this, it's already the greatest organization in the National Football League. And we just want to take it and take it even a step higher.
Plenty of holes to fill for Minter on his staff, but here's what we know so far. Dwayne Ledford, formerly of the Falcons, will be the offensive run game coordinator and line coach. Mike Mickens will be the defensive pass game coordinator and coach DBs. Mickens previously coached DBs at Notre Dame. Meanwhile, the John Harbaugh coaching tree grew by one yesterday. And this one, to be honest, is a little bit of a head scratcher. The Browns naming former Ravens offensive coordinator Todd Monken their head coach. Monken was the OC in Baltimore for 3 seasons, with the first 2 highly productive, but cracks began to appear in year 3. Some players souring on the 59-year-old. Monken was thought to deviate from the offensive game plan early on in games when the team fell behind, creating a disconnect with players. Coming up in 30 minutes, we learn of another football legend denied the Hall of Fame. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Good morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Thursday, January 29, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up with the program this morning in this hour was Ilhan Omar, the attack, Jussie Smollett, part 2. It's getting very interesting, folks. Even the president weighed in on it yesterday as well. Remember, we speculated that it could have been staged. It might have been a fake liquid attack. I mean, after all, it was only apple cider vinegar. So,
I'm sorry, it just cracks me. Yeah. When does it end?
Yeah, it doesn't. The Republicans preparing for a lawsuit here in Maryland if the Fair Maps redistricting bill passes. And our top story here today, FBI agents were seen searching an election hub in Fulton County, Georgia, in a court-authorized 2020 vote investigation. Finally, after all these years, this has been going on for 6 years now, and, you know, I've promised to stay on this story since, you know, day one of 3 November 2020. That election was rigged. It was stolen. It was fixed. It was manipulated. Whatever you want to say. FBI agents were seen yesterday carrying out a search at the election hub in Fulton County. That was ground zero for concerns and complaints about the voter fraud beginning in 2020. Remember Ruby Freeman and some of the other workers there? They were pulling cases from underneath the tables. Absolutely. Then we saw them repeatedly take ballots and put the ballots through in the middle of the night when everybody else went home.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the water main break? Remember that?
The water main break and the fire alarm or, no, what was it that...
Yeah, it was just to get everybody out, and they shut it down, and they sent everybody home, but they didn't stop the voting. They stopped the voting, but they didn't stop the counting, and that's what they did.
Kinda.
So they were taking ballots, and they were putting ballots through. Then they would take them and they put them through again. We saw this. Ruby Freeman herself, basically on tape, on video, we're talking about the this election fraud.
Storage tubs. Yep.
So here's what we know. It was just not, it's just, not just a none of the 350,000 early votes for Fulton County, Georgia were not signed. They were unsigned. They never turned over any zero tapes for those votes. There's supposed to be a corresponding tape to corroborate that vote. We have unsigned votes, 315,000. We have no tapes to corroborate those votes. No record of those votes in this election. They provided 137 unsigned closing tapes, but zero signed or unsigned opening tapes. They made the early votes up. And this is what the recounts were supposed to match, and they didn't. It was all a fraud. And they never produced the results. The second machine count and the hand recount were supposedly matching. Folks, it was all fraudulent in Georgia. I think it was fraudulent in Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
In the other swing states.
Definitely.
As well. And now we're finally getting the truth. But only because Donald Trump's in office, and they're actually looking into this stuff now. Yesterday, Tulsi Gabbard, the Director of National Intelligence, and the FBI Deputy Director, Andrew Bailey, were on the ground in Fulton County. That's how crucial this is. That's how important this is. And remember, they sued Rudy Giuliani and got a settlement out of him because of what he said about what happened in Fulton County.
We have Tina Peters in Colorado and in prison.
Yes. And then they try to frame her with a fake attack and try to keep her in jail because they knew after the appellate court judges ripped them a new one, the prosecution in Colorado. But this is significant because I think this is just tip of the iceberg. So we'll see what they have collected. That just means they've collected evidence. There are no indictments yet, but there is now an official investigation in what happened in the Fulton County, Georgia, voting hijinks. And there should be ones in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Arizona,
Pennsylvania,
Nevada. All the swing states should be fully investigated because that election, folks, was absolutely 100% stolen. Your thoughts? 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. I hate to use the word stolen and introducing Chuck because people might get the wrong idea.
Oh, Fonny, be tender with my vote.
That sounds
like an ode.
Bee Gees.
An ode
to Fonny. So here's a thought from a mental moron in Brooksville, that if all that turned out to be fake, then they owe him an election, so they just give him the next one.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. I like that one.
So do I. Good call.
Because they owe him one.
Right. Since they took it from him.
Yeah.
All right. It is a cold, bitterly cold Thursday morning. And again, how are the roads this morning?
Well, everybody looks fine. And we're seeing more traffic. We can almost look at it now and see that it's almost back to normal, with the exception that the schools are still not in. So that takes a lot of the pressure off some of the roadways. But, you know, there are going to be some spots. It's going to be every day where there's, you know, a little melting maybe, and then some black ice in different areas where it looks like it could be wet. It's not going to be wet. But for the most part, everybody here, I'm looking at the Bay Bridge, and it's wall-to-wall. It's dry. Looks good. The pace is good. 3 west, 2 eastbound, clear all the way over through Annapolis towards I-97. There was a wreck right after our last report. We got word westbound Route 100 at Oakwood Road. There was an injury accident there, and at one point, there was a little slowing coming over from Ritchie Highway and then by the accident scene. Both the tunnels are open, and we're good to go on 95 and 895 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Just when you think it couldn't be any colder, it is. Cold stretch continues today. Sunny, low 20s tonight. Lows bottoming out in the low single digits. Friday, more of the same. And we'll talk about that storm here in just a second, but it looks like right now, yeah, it's one of the coldest mornings of the year. Right now we are 6 degrees in Owings Mills and a, well, balmy 10 in Whoa. Annapolis. It was so cold this morning that was telling me she had to jump into the refrigerator warm-up.
And I closed the door.
Wind chills,
made a problem.
Wind chills in Brooksville Sunday morning here will be 14.
Wow.
Wind chills.
Wind chills in Brooksville would be 14 degrees Sunday morning.
Yeah, this is Canadian polar vortex, very Arctic air that's settled over most of the country. I was telling my chief engineer, he's headed to the islands today, and it's only like in the mid-60s.
He's headed to the islands? Yes. Like, we have trouble here. What are we going to do?
We're Hart Miller Island.
That's what I was going to say.
But anyway, this storm, it's a nor'easter, and it's heading up the coast. It looks at this point that the Carolinas and Georgia are going to get hit the worst, especially North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And now, as it moves up the coast, if it wobbles a little bit to the east, then I don't think we'll get much of anything here in the Baltimore area.
Exactly. Right.
If it wobbles a little to the left... Which is, you know,
Which
pretty much par for the course for this state.
Then
we could get some light snow up to 6 inches. So we'll have more details on it coming up a little bit later on. Right now, some one-liner news. Despite having a total of 8 Super Bowl rings, Bill Belichick not voted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame on the first ballot.
Aww.
Poor guy is more deflated than Tom Brady's balls. Belichick coached the NFL for 49 years. 49 years. That's equal to 2 Jordan Hudsons. That's his girlfriend.
Research
shows that staying up late is bad for your heart. It can lead to heart attacks, especially when that alarm goes off at 6 a.m., right?
Oh, 6 a.m.?
Well, for the average person, not for those of us in morning radio.
Yeah.
You know, Chuck rolls out of bed and right into the studio.
Puts shorts on.
Sitting at the edge of the bed in his skivvies.
I think he goes to bed with his shorts on. That's what I have been told.
No comment.
That's what I thought. ICE agents have been caught using sonic weapons against protesters in Minneapolis. Apparently, with them blasting Baby Shark out of their speakers of their trucks. That'll teach them.
Here's the problem. Just the fact that you even visualize that I may be in bed with shorts on.
I didn't visualize it. I said I've been told.
No. And then you've,
now, you're the
you've
one
been
that,
told.
You're the one that's starting with the visualization
then
nonsense.
You visualize, and that makes you a pervert. Yeah. So there you go.
I don't know what it makes you, Shorty. Shorty Johnson.
It's cold out.
At an event in Washington with President Trump, Nicki Minaj says she's Donald Trump's number one fan. Trump loves her song Super Bass. And he's going to put her in charge of building a super base, maybe in Greenland. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be great. And finally, scientists at Nike claim there's a connection between the comfort of your feet and the sharpness of your brain. It's true.
So if Dr. you wear Scholl, uncomfortable shoes, you're not very...
You might be as dumb as a box of rocks. Look at Dr. Scholl.
So that's what's
if
wrong.
His shoes weren't so comfortable, then he'd be Mr. Scholl.
That's true. He wouldn't have his degree or his residency or whatever.
This is right up your alley. Go ahead, Chuck.
If Nicki Minaj built 3 bases there, would they be a Nicki Minaj a trois?
Oh, there he's thinking, boy.
Yeah.
Okay, those shorts are really starting to pay off now.
Well, they're too tight. They're choking my neck.
You and Jerry Nadler.
Wait at 9 o'clock. Jerry Nadler.
Yeah, nice dog collar. Nice
Let's get
dog.
Jerry Nadler and Jamie Rathkin together.
From the Maggie News Network, a small geyser of sewage and toilet water flowing in the Potomac River near Washington, D.C. Apparently a sewer line collapsed and loaded all kinds of poop water into the river.
I'm glad that D.C. Water's come up with a plan to try and divert the flow and minimize the impacts of the river. But again, is this going to continue to work, and how long will it take to actually fix this problem before no sewage is discharging into the Potomac River, and then they still have to clean this mess up? We found alarmingly high numbers of sewage, E. coli in the river.
Yeah, D.C. residents have now renamed it the Poop-tomic.
It could be the Pew-tomic. Did you see that water main break in Dundalk yesterday?
Oh, yeah. It was bad. There was a lot of water mains. There was one in Pikesville. There was one in Dundalk. A lot of water main breaks.
Nothing people can hold this extraordinarily cold weather.
It's crazy. Speaking of cold weather. The Winter Olympics in Italy kick off next Friday. According to a new survey, one-third of people say they will not watch a single moment of the Winter Olympics. Maggie, will you watch the Winter Olympics?
I can't help it. I like gymnastics. That's my thing.
And that is in there. Well, that would be the Summer Olympics.
Mr. Bob, just
well, I don't know. I thought
it's hard to do a balance beam in the snow.
That's right.
Yeah, you slip. It hurts.
You do a balance beam on the bobsled while it's moving. That might be interesting.
Hey. No, I don't know the Olympics. I just know that gymnastics is my favorite.
And I'll be watching because I love ice hockey, so I'll be watching that. Michelle, you going to watch?
Oh, yeah. I love watching the Olympics.
Chuck, you going to watch the Winter Olympics?
I'm going to watch the curling.
The curling?
It's so exciting. Okay. Watching that weight go down that ice. God almighty.
Since I know I'm stupid when it comes to this, obviously, I've let everybody know. I have no idea. I just like gymnastics. What is curling?
Curling is they have this little
teapot.
Like a teapot that's on the ice, and it's like ice shuffleboard. So you drop the little teapot or wherever the thing is called.
It's a weight,
and then you have to. They have these little brooms or whatever, and they kind of sweep in front to speed up the or slow it down rather,
right?
So it can get exactly get points where it lands.
Yeah. I learn something new every day.
I'm
going
to tell you something. It's like watching paint dry.
Yeah, it's pretty, but again, I imagine. And what kind of training does one have to do to excel at curling?
Stand up, kneel down. Stand up, kneel down.
It's like
going to a Catholic church.
Right.
You have to have the touch.
Yeah, that's right. It's a skill. I'm not sure it's a game or sport. Right. But. All right, guys, we're off and running at 6:21. You are listening to Casey and Company.
The Great Scale Model Train Show is here this Saturday and Sunday at the Timonium Fairgrounds, the largest train show in the Mid-Atlantic, featuring the Lego Blocks operating layout, top model makers in our Craftsman's Corner special show area, free clinics, locomotive repairs, and rare locomotives available exclusively from show dealers. Special family prices and kids under 16 are free with an adult. The Great Scale Model Train Show, this weekend only. Don't miss it.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's John, H-E-A-G-Y.com. Or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Lorien has 6 different assisted living communities throughout the Baltimore area. These are as followed: Lorien Bel Air, Lorien Tawnytown, Lorien Encore, Lorien Elk Ridge, Lorien Harmony Hall, and Lorien Mount Airy. Each of them have a unique feature that would really benefit your loved one if you are looking for assisted living services. Visit our website today at lorienassistedliving.com to get more information and speak to one of our sales directors.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:23, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
At Arundel County, still getting this report, about a half an hour old now, westbound Route 100 at Oakwood Road. So heads up there if you're traveling west and you're coming over from Ritchie Highway by the accident scene. There is a wreck in Prince George's County with road blockage northbound on the BW Parkway. It's inside the Capitol Beltway at Riverdale Road, but there may be a little rubbernecking for the traffic going south on that section of 295 after the Capitol Beltway. Still clear, good to go, both the tunnels with the lanes open, most of the traffic on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cold stretch continues today. It's going to be sunny and highs in the low 20s. Tonight, it'll bottom out into the single low digits. Friday, more of the same, and we're also keeping an eye on that nor'easter, which is going to be coming up off the eastern seaboard, and looks like right now the Carolinas are most in the path of that storm. Right now, clear 7 in Ellicott City, 6 in Reisterstown, again, just to update you, if you're just now tuning in, big event, big news, FBI searching the headquarters of the Fulton County election headquarters yesterday with a search warrant. I have the search warrant in my hands here. They're seizing all physical ballots from the 2020 general election in Fulton County, all tabulator tapes for every voting machine used in Fulton County, and again, all ballot images produced, all voter rolls produced, and also authorizing the review of electronic storage media and electronically stored information seized or copied pursuant to this warrant. So when DNI Gabbard and FBI Deputy Director Andrew Bailey show up on the scene, it's big news, folks. And this is, we'll see what happens. The investigation now underway as to what happened on 3 November 2020 in Fulton County, Georgia. They might just be first and tip of the iceberg. Last week when persecutor Jack Smith was being grilled, he just looked like a deer in the headlights on a lot of these questions. One of those effectively questioning him was Senator, she was running for Senate. It's Representative Harriet Hageman, who's the one that knocked off Liz Cheney, remember? And she's now running for Senate in Wyoming. Because the current senator, I think Loomis is retiring. But in any event, she was, she let this little, truth bomb go during the questioning that the J6 committee, not only were they guilty of altering evidence, text messages, Shifty Schiff and others, they absolutely, deleted or trashed J6 committee evidence.
The January 6th committee failed to archive or preserve its video recordings of witness interviews, deleting or destroying as many as 900 interview summaries or transcripts involving more than one full terabyte of digital data. I repeat, the J6th committee destroyed evidence. Let that sink in. Why would they do such a thing? I think we have a dang good idea. The committee actually used selective clips from these videos and transcripts during their hearings, and yet by destroying this evidence, they have denied Congress and the public the ability to obtain their full content and context. They created their narrative by selective use of the evidence before them. So how very convenient. Did you or your team receive any of those witness transcripts or video recordings of transcribed interviews from the Select Committee that were not released to the public?
What I can tell you is that I requested J.P. Cooney to contact the Select Committee.
Do you know if you received any of the evidence or testimony that the J6 Committee eventually destroyed?
I don't have any information that the J6 Committee...
You don't know one way or the other as you sit here today.
No, what I'm telling you is that I requested all the information we could get from the January 6th.
Has all of the information that you requested been preserved? All of the information from the J6 committee, has that been preserved?
The information that we requested and received, we reviewed it. It was
has it been preserved?
File. Yes, as
thank
part of
you.
Our-
Yeah, well, I would like physical proof, evidence that it has been preserved. But Mary McCord, remember that name? She's one of the ne'er-do-wells and one of these Russia hoaxers that was working at the DOJ at the time. She was inside the J6 committee feeding information to the Justice Department and Jack Smith. McCord then after went to work for Jack Smith. Isn't that convenient? Remember that name, Mary McCord. I think it's going to come up in the near future. And just look, you look at all the things that they did. The Select Committee was designed to promote a political narrative. That would be an insurrection, right? The Cheney was vice chair, a position usually reserved for a Democrat. Remember, Pelosi wouldn't let
McCarthy put his people on the committee. Sheehan selected all of the committee. The select committee deleted records and hid evidence, as you just heard from Harriet Hageman. The select committee promoted star witness Hutchinson's testimony, which we now know was discredited and made up. Her sensational story about Trump lunging at the steering wheel in an SUV after the speech at the Ellipse was directly refuted by the driver of the said SUV. And the select committee colluded with phony Fannie Willis. Most likely, Mary McCord was the one that met with phony Fannie. So let's get that investigation heated up, will you? J6 committee? We haven't heard much from Barry Loudermilk these days. All right, 6:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again with the update, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Some Baltimore area school systems will be closed today, while others will offer virtual learning. Schools in Carroll and Howard counties will be closed today, while Harford County schools will be closed today and tomorrow. There will be virtual learning for Baltimore City students, and Baltimore and Anne Arundel County schools will have virtual learning both today and tomorrow. 6th District Representative April McLean Delaney is thanking Bruce Springsteen for using his music to speak out against ICE. Springsteen released the anti-ICE song Streets of Minneapolis Wednesday, saying it's dedicated to the memory of Alex Preddy and Renee Good, who were shot and killed by federal agents. McLean Delaney says Springsteen's anthem serves as a battle cry for our values, our humanity, for who we are as Americans, and for our faith in one another. Springsteen's song refers to Trump's federal thugs and calls out Stephen Miller and DHS Secretary Kristi Noem's dirty lies. Annapolis police are reporting the death of a woman who was found near the tennis courts at Truxton Park. Police were called to a hiking trail at the park shortly after 2:30 Wednesday afternoon, where they found the unresponsive woman. According to the preliminary investigation, police believe the woman may have slipped due to icy conditions and succumbed to exposure during extreme cold temperatures. No foul play is suspected, and the incident remains under investigation. Anne Arundel County police say a suspect is in custody after a deadly shooting at the Northrop Grumman facility in Linthicum. Police were called to the scene near BWI Airport at around 3:30 Wednesday afternoon in response to the shooting in an office area. Investigators say the shooting happened during an argument between two contracted security workers with Allied Universal. 6:31 on Casey and Company. Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
When the new year hits, every business could use a little something to stay ahead. A lift, a jump start, an edge, or perhaps a boost. Like the all-new 5-year business boost from Comcast Business. It's the certainty of a price lock for 5 years on qualifying internet bundles. Plus, you'll have the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best equipment, so your whole team can stay connected at a great rate. And to sweeten the deal, ask about a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile. It's the boost your business deserves. So sign up for the 5-year business boost and get a 5-year price lock on ultra-reliable Wi-Fi. Plus, ask about a $500 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 3/22/26. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Best Wi-Fi based on Open Signal Awards USA Fixed Broadband Experience Report, May 2025.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The Beltway on the west side still looks good. Good pacing right now from 795 down through Frederick Road. I can tell you this, the skies are clear again today, so don't forget your sunglasses when the sun finally does get up far enough off this snow that's on the ground. Very blinding for the traffic later on that will be south and eastbound. There's a report there might be a broken down vehicle in the roadway, JFX southbound. Haven't seen it, but be careful between Ruxton Road and the city-county line. May have some flashing lights locally there, and it looks like they're still working on the wreck in Anne Arundel County at Route 100 westbound at Oakwood Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, the cold stretch continues. Some sunshine today with highs only in the low to mid-20s, feel like temperatures in the teens. Tonight is frigid again with lows near 6 degrees. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
6:35 Sports is brought to you by Grievin Wealth Management. Quite a greeting yesterday for new Ravens head coach Jesse Minter as he, his wife, and three young children walked through the doors of the castle in Owings Mills.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Minter then addressing the Ravens staff as the applause subsided.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for being here, for the warm welcome. My family and I, we could not be more excited about this opportunity. But we really look forward to making it all of us.
Minter will meet the media this morning at 11:30 a.m. in his initial press conference, and his first order of business will be filling out his coaching staff. Dwayne Ledford will be in charge of the offensive line, Mike Mickens in charge of the defensive backs, but OC and DC still remain unfilled. Elsewhere in the NFL, another legend denied Hall of Fame admission. Two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback Eli Manning informed that he will not enter the Hall next week. A 500 regular season record, modest quarterback rating, and leading the league in interceptions, not meeting the standard of an elite quarterback. No word yet on the status of Ravens' potential Hall of Famers, Terrell Suggs and Marshall Yanda, also in their second year of eligibility. Meanwhile, a contemporary of Manning's came to the defense yesterday of Annapolis High School grad Bill Belichick on the Hall of Fame snub thrown at him from the selection committee.
I don't understand it. I mean, I was with them every day. If he's not a first ballot Hall of Famer, there's really no coach that should ever be a first-ballot Hall of Famer.
Tom Brady and Bill Belichick won six Super Bowls together in New England, the most by any coach-slash-quarterback tandem in NFL history. Baseball news. The Birds' Gunnar Henderson will report early this spring, gearing up for the 2026 World Baseball Classic, and that'll be a first for Gunnar. His teammate Pete Alonso, who played in 2023, says a young player can learn a lot from an experience like that.
For him to have that experience and bring that to not just the regular season, but be able to hold on and bottle that experience up and the intensity. I said this is going to be an amazing tool for you developmentally to be ready for when we're deep in the playoffs.
Let's hope. And finally, Navy Athletics announcing yesterday that their men's lacrosse season opener scheduled for Saturday has been canceled. Head coach Joe Amplo citing the freeze we're in and then therefore the health and safety of his players. Why anyone schedules a lacrosse game on January 31st and thinks that's a good idea is beyond me. The time now is 6:37 when we return the Bill Belichick press conference. Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
So, Sean, I really appreciate your help.
Yeah, no, look, I know you're busy. It's cold. You're digging out. And I thought, well, maybe we would dispatch a KC and Company or I-Team in our hidden microphones at the Bill Belichick press conference
and
yesterday.
What did you, what did you come up with?
And here's what it sounded like.
You can tell by the tone of my voice, I'm not my usual happy-go-lucky self today. This Hall of Fame snub is very upsetting. Thankfully, my 24-year-old girlfriend has been giving me plenty of hugs without those flappy bat wings under her arms. I'm so bummed out, I just want to crawl in bed for a week. Again, with my thin, fit 24-year-old girlfriend. I won't be taking any questions, but answer the one on everyone's mind, and that's, yeah, she looks amazing, and you would if you could. In closing, it's disappointing that I won't have a bust of my head in Canton, but at least I can rest my head on the bust of my 24-year-old girlfriend. Thank you.
What is wrong with you? I thought you set me up. I thought we had like a real thing. No?
No.
Wow.
It was great. I know you're a big Belichick fan. That's why I thought you'd enjoy the spoof this morning.
Wait, so he's got a 24-year-old girlfriend?
Yes, he does.
I didn't know.
Jordan Hudson.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll have to Google that.
Yeah. maybe it's the media's jealous of him. Maybe that's the reason.
Could very well be.
All right, Gary.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. It is my pleasure. Anytime. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. So redistricting battle is enjoined. The governor, the other day, sat before the committee and testified and answered like two questions and then got up and left in the middle of the hearing. I've never seen a governor do that. You just stay for the whole thing. This was your bill. This was your redistricting advisory board, which was non-transparent, non-bipartisan, and just a non-entity. But here we are. They voted behind closed doors 3-2. And here was the governor testifying in favor of his redistricting bill.
Make no mistake. What the President of the United States is doing right now is political redlining. And it's not lost to me that I am the only black governor in this country, and only the third elected black governor in the history of this nation. And Donald Trump and J.D. Vance and their allies in the states that he suggested are doing everything in their power to silence the voices and trying to eliminate black leadership, elected leadership, all over this country. So no, I will not sit quiet. And the audacity of those who are telling me to do so shows that they have no understanding of the journey of so many who came before us. We are watching a federal administration that is breaking the law to inflict harm on Americans. We are watching violations of basic tenets of the First and the Second Amendments while we're being gaslit by federal leadership. We are watching an administration disenfranchise Americans under the guise of making America great again, and they are now trying to make this pain permanent. So I know that history is not going to remember the Trump-Vance administration kindly. But to all those who kowtow, for all those who are trying to move the goalposts, for all those who are looking for all the reasons why we should not respond, instead of using your energy to find ways to respond, history will remember you worse.
What?
And I urge the passing of this bill.
All right, so this is all about him. I mean, another narcissist. I mean, I don't know what it is about Maryland governors. You go more, you go back to Lockdown Larry, you go back to, you know, Uncle Marty with his guns. Maggie, you posed for a picture with Martin O'Malley at one point.
Did you not? No.
Were you?
Not willingly.
Oh, okay. Well, I just
saw a picture of you with
Well,
yes, but
was he governor then or was he mayor? He was governor, wasn't he?
I believe he
or was.
Or was
he a musician?
Yeah. Did he have his?
I don't think.
Did he have his axe in his hands?
He did play a boardie sometimes because I drive by and be like, "Hey," but no, I was not in that picture willingly.
All right, so
I did not.
So
pose.
Somebody tied you up and posed you there.
I was kind of pushed.
Oh, you're pushed.
Yes, I was.
At the wrong moment. So you didn't photobomb him.
I didn't photobomb. I was just to say I was feeling no pain at the time, and they just happened to be taking a picture, and I was kind of dragged into it unwillingly.
First rule is when digging a hole, stop digging.
Oh, no. There's no hole.
All right. So any event, we have, you know what they did in this redistricting bill? They are moving an estimated 30,000 Republicans out of Andy Harris's district.
Now, that's
fair. And they've added 40,000 Democrats to it. 10,000 Democrat advantage. It's a 12-point, actually, it's now considered D12. It favors the Democrats by 12 points. Republican Julie Quick, who is in the Andy Harris's district, said this is theft.
Governor Moore and Democrats in Annapolis, you are stealing our voice and our votes.
Yeah, well, that's the intent. That is the intent, to steal the voice and the votes. We'll hear from Kathy Shalega and more coming up in just a second. 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes once again with the update. Chuck, have you ever had a picture taken? Yeah, you've had your picture taken with Governor DeSantis, right?
Yeah.
So you and Maggie have something in common. She was with O'Malley. You're with DeSantis.
Well, no, he probably willingly wanted to be in the picture, right, Chuck?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was... not really.
I was with a real governor.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
And it was, I was not in a state where I could fight the... Well, anywho, I'm digging a hole. I'm digging a hole. Somebody get me out of this hole.
All right, Chuck, what's happening?
You're so deep in that hole now, you're standing alongside the Colorado River.
I'm waiting in it.
95 southbound, there's several vehicles stopped.
on the right side here. I'm not sure exactly what they're doing, but they're on the right side. You'll see it as you're coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. It's not a big deal getting around it, but I just want to give you the heads up for the flashing lights on that side. We did see what appeared to be that broken down vehicle on the JFX southbound right after Ruxton Road. It was kind of crowding the right lane just a bit. Not a problem there, but again, heads up for maybe some flashers on that vehicle. The Beltway has a little more traffic now on the west side. It's not the normal morning backup, but definitely busy from 795 down through Frederick Road. We've had no delays at all for the traffic at both the Harbor Tunnels, 95, 83, 795, and 70 coming into the Beltway right now with all the lanes clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. Cold stretch, bitterly cold, continues through today and tomorrow and the weekend as well. Right now we're looking at low 20s under sunny skies today. Down to single digits again tonight. Friday, more of the same. It's just been our hot spot right now, Ocean City 17. And there is a winter storm watch for Ocean City all up and down the eastern seaboard. This nor'easter could bring some, as it looks like the Carolinas are most under threat, and maybe some light snow in Ocean City. But it's going to be windy, very windy in Ocean City.
We need that.
Yeah, 3 degrees right now in Forest Hill. Remember the group, 3 degrees, the Sound of Philadelphia?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there
it used to be on Sanford and Son.
Yeah.
All right, let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Ba-da-ba Johnson.
I love peace.
Indeed. Let's see now. Dunkin's new winter menu includes new protein milk. I told you this is the new trend now.
Protein,
put protein
everything.
In everything. Mm-hmm. Now put it in your salad, put it in your milk, put it in your
gummy bears.
Exactly.
Is it GMO protein?
You know, that's a good question. The protein milk is lactate protein, 2% reduced fat milk.
Okay.
So you have Megan's mango protein refresher, strawberry protein refresher. You have caramel chocolate iced protein latte, almond iced protein matcha latte, and the iced protein latte with sugar-free vanilla. Now at your participating Dunkin' stores. So protein is on the march. Papa John's has debuted the new reimagined pan pizza. You like pan pizza? Like the deep dish?
Yes.
I do.
I don't like all the dough. I mean, it tastes good, but the dough is...
I like the thin crust.
Thin crust is the best, I think. Anyway, the new version features crispy, caramelized edges, a pillowy, airy center.
Pillowy,
airy center. Yes. Sounds like some people that work here.
And what an indulgent six-cheese blend in there as well.
There's always room for cheese.
Parmesan, special garlic sauce, baked right into the crust. And they said it's really, really good. And right now, one-topping pan pizza, $11.99. Participating Papa John's nationwide.
Mm-hmm. Pretty reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
The new Absolut vodka is out. It's infused with Tabasco. Mm. Absolut Tabasco. Ah. Looks like the Tabasco bottle, but with Absolut. Mm-hmm. Teamed up to spice up the brunch with, I think this would be perfect for your Bloody Marys.
Yeah, there you go.
Tell Kurt and Edgewood.
Yeah.
Edgewater. Hear that, Kurt?
Edgewater, right.
Yeah, Edgewater, yeah.
There might be one in Edgewood, but the one that calls us is from Edgewater.
Yes.
Right. So Absolut is also made of just three ingredients, water, yeast, and winter wheat.
Winter wheat.
Yeah.
Winter wheat.
Winter wheat.
Related to buckwheat.
Absolut. Okay. Absolut Tabasco is now available for $24.99 if you're interested.
I have a heads up if you don't mind.
Yes, sir.
Plows are working. Eastbound 50 near the ramp at 450 coming off the Severn River Bridge and the ramp that would take you towards Ritchie Highway. They're knocking down some of that snow from the right side.
Yeah, and also removing, like, right at 795 coming on to 695 at the end of the loop yesterday. They were working to remove some of that snow in the right lane because you went from coming off the ramp
to one lane
like that. You know, and it was really nasty. They fixed that yesterday, so thank you.
I was saying yesterday, some of that wreck there at Reister State Road to Beltway, they had two lanes trying to get onto the Beltway, and one of them hit the snowbank.
Right.
So that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing here in Annapolis now. They're just doing the best they can while they have a chance.
Very good. Chuck, seen a couple. Appreciate that. 648, Kathy Shalega said that what Governor Moore is trying to do with this fair maps nonsense is to exclude GOP voter representation.
What this map will do is exclude every single Republican from being in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, it would be 8-0 if it passes, which there might be news there. She said it would create a Democrat majority.
It's a big enough majority Democrat that it would be almost impossible for a Republican to win.
Yeah, that's again, that really would be almost impossible. Steve Hershey, a Republican, and Democrat Clarence Lamb reacted to the prospect of it passing in the Senate.
We've seen the governor has avoided many of these same topics as it comes to the audits that we're finding out within his departments, within his administration. So this is another issue that he's, you know, unfortunately kicking the can down the road, because Marylanders want to understand and hear what's going on with that. And as you said, because of the error rates and what that's done, that's forced Marylanders to pay more for SNAP benefits, as we saw it in the committee hearing today.
I don't know if what the whistleblower is bringing forward is part of a broader kind of pre-decisional consideration that the department had considered but tossed out. But I think the direction the department is taking now is the appropriate direction. And again, not knowing the specifics of this case, I think in my perspective, I trust Governor Moore and his decision on how this should be reviewed and what should be made public.
Yeah, now the Judicial Watch put out a release yesterday saying that Maryland's proposed 2026 congressional map replicates unconstitutional gerrymandering, which was previously struck down in a Judicial Watch lawsuit. That was back in 2021 when Judge Lynn Battaglia of Maryland's 1st Congressional District, it shared 97% of the geographic area of this unconstitutional 2021 district. So it doesn't bode well for it in the courts. And the big question here is whether it even makes it over into the Senate. As of right now, there's been no hearing of the bill scheduled by Bill Ferguson, the Senate president. As you know, he's opposed to it. 23 or 24 of his fellow senators don't seem to be too warm to the idea. So this was really just at this point, unless something earth-shattering happens, all about his presidential ambitions, all about making himself look good with national Democrats while making the rest of us sweat through this. All right, 6:51, and coming up next, we'll take a look at, was Ilhan Omar's liquid attack Jussie Smollett 2.0?
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's John, H-E-A-G-Y.com. Or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
The great scale model train show this weekend at the Timonium Fairgrounds. The biggest model train show in the Mid-Atlantic, with fun for the entire family, door prizes, acres of operating model train layouts, and special sale prices. Let's go to the train show.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:53, traffic and weather on the threes once again. Thursday morning rush hour update. Here's the king of all traffic, Whiskey Nuts Johnson.
I'm still good to go this morning. Southbound, both the tunnels. Looking at you live here right over top of 895. And then we can see 95 next door. Good pace. Roadway conditions basically are dry, so we're wall-to-wall there without any problems. A little more traffic on the Beltway. Every day we get a little more now. We're recovering from the big storm, and now we'll see what the next one brings. But today, you know, only the normal slowdowns. School's out, so that still helps a little bit. Parkville side is filled in. The west side gets busy. Nothing major there. You may still see the remains of this accident. Route 100 westbound at Oakwood Road. And there's a report now of a new accident. Haven't seen it yet. BW Parkway southbound going into the ramps at 198 in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Bone-chilling, bitter cold continues throughout the next several days. Sunny, low 20s today. Single digits tonight. Friday, more of the same. Right now, downtown Baltimore, it is clear and 6 degrees. It is 14 in Stephensville. So the other day, this story broke. We talked about it a little bit yesterday, but it broke Tuesday night. A 55-year-old man who's been identified as Anthony Kazmierczyk charged Ilhan Omar during a town hall Tuesday night and sprayed her with which it turns out to be apple cider vinegar. Okay. Here's what it sounded like.
Secretary Kristi Noem must resign or face impeachment. I don't know.
Well, what he sprayed with her, I don't know. But it was, they said it smelled foul. It was apple cider vinegar. It was harmless. Unless you got it in your eye, okay, which would sting a little bit. So, I mean, look, I denounce all sorts of this kind of activity. But to me, this one really stinks. It smells like it was staged. To me, it's like it's Jussie Smollett 2.0. Because, you know, two things. One, when you slow it down frame by frame, you can see as she's speaking, all of a sudden she looks up and blinks and looks directly at the attacker and then looks down. It was almost as if that was a signal, do it now, in which he did. And then an unusual reaction. Normally you'd like run away or you would want to, you know, but she rushed the attacker. Like she was going to go after the attacker after he squirted her with a syringe, not in her face, but on her clothing, which is another strange thing. And so I think her behavior was strange. His behavior was strange. And then you think, okay, maybe I was sprayed with anthrax. For God's sake, get me out of here. Get me out of here. Let me know what's... give me some medical treatment. Let me know what this is. It could have been a highly toxic or even poisonous. It could have been poison. But no, she says, I want to just give me 10 minutes. Give me 10 minutes. I have a point to make. Which I just mean was completely inappropriate affect to me. Here's what she said right after being sprayed.
Here is the reality that people like this ugly man don't understand. We are Minnesota strong, and we will stay resilient in the face of whatever they might throw at us.
So after she was sprayed, ABC's Rachel Scott asked Trump in Iowa whether or not he saw the video. He said he had not and said, quote, no, I don't think about her. I think she's a fraud. I really don't think about that. She probably had herself sprayed, knowing her. I haven't seen it. No, I hope I don't have to bother. I think Trump was right. I think she arranged to have herself sprayed. My opinion. But she's out there blaming Trump for the whole thing.
Where I am at today, having to pay for security, having the government to think about providing me security if Donald Trump wasn't in office and if he wasn't so obsessed with me. It is ironic that just last night he was on stage moments before I was attacked, talking about me. And then when asked about my attack, he said, I don't think about her. Does he not remember? Is he suffering from dementia?
And there it is. Whatever. But if you think Ilhan Omar's attack was legit, you might have the IQ of a Somali. Guy who's planning to spray her with some unknown substance conveniently gets to sit in the front row. Waits for the moment she attacks ICE and Kristi Noem. She blinks at him. Then he rushes and sprays her with a syringe on her top. She then chases him instead of ducking like a normal person, especially women. If a guy's running at you with a syringe, what are you going to go? Hit me? Stick me? You duck. You cover. Cameras conveniently ready to take 4K images of the perpetrator were all over the place. Ilhan Omar then defies her security to finish her dumb and completely unimportant speech. And then she proceeds to make herself out to be a champion who survived a, air quote, political attack. Now, it's possible. I think it was staged. It's possible that it wasn't. In that case, guy could be a nut job. They're scrubbing his... It's weird. His social media, he's got children that, you know, have pronouns. But he has got all this stuff that railing against Somalis, and he's a Trump guy, and so on and so forth. And it just, it's too convenient, folks. It just stinks to high heaven. It reminds me of the Jussie Smollett story. Remember him? The actor who paid two guys, Nigerian brothers? I can't remember their names. Paid two Nigerian brothers to beat him up. Okay, that was, at least there was some physical confrontation. This one just, it looked like a setup from the get-go. Well, we speculated yesterday, just, I don't know how, and the guy looked like he was drunk in the front row. I don't know if he saw it or not. His eyes were glassy. He just looked, and to me, if I'm security for Ilhan Omar, my eyes would have been on him 24-7, 100% of the time. All right, Best of Casey & Company, available each and every day, WCBM.com. Our Facebook Rumble page is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Coming up next, Holman lays down the law in Minnesota. It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The FBI is investigating allegations of discrepancies in the 2020 election. The Bureau has served a search warrant at Fulton County, Georgia's election headquarters, seeking ballots from the 2020 election. President Trump stands by his claim of widespread voter fraud in the contest to put Joe Biden in the White House. Disagreements over immigration enforcement could lead to a partial government shutdown. Week's end.
The Senate has until Friday midnight to pass six spending bills, but Democrats are threatening to block funding for the Department of Homeland Security because of the fatal shootings by ICE agents in Minneapolis. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer said Democrats are demanding reforms and that the legislation won't pass until ICE is reined in and overhauled. Republicans will need Democratic votes to keep the government open. Greg Clugston, Washington.
More than 300,000 utility customers remain in the dark this morning following this week's big winter storm. Power is out as bitterly cold temperatures persist. The National Weather Service's Mark Miller says could be a while before we see even a hint of a warm-up.
Many places across the eastern U.S., especially the upper Midwest, Ohio Valley, Mid-Atlantic, and to the northeast, are going to be staying below freezing for at least the next week, through the weekend, possibly even into next week as well.
States with the most outages this morning, according to PowerOutage.us, Tennessee and Mississippi, Louisiana and Texas. Man's under arrest, allegedly repeatedly ramming his car into the Chabad Lubavitch World Headquarters in New York City. The Hasidic Jewish Center was damaged, but no one was hurt. Watching Wall Street this morning, stock futures are in positive territory. The Dow futures are up 30 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 43. The S&P futures better by 11 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
And we're looking live here at 295 at the ramp at Route 32. And situation there is very good shape. No problems at all. There was a report a little bit further south that there may have been a minor wreck southbound on the parkway near 198. I have not seen any big problems getting through there. But just a heads up, there may be some flashing lights locally in that area. JFX still clear. Good to go. Nothing major on the Beltway. But again, a reminder, skies are clear this morning with the snow on the ground and the sun up over the trees here. In the next 45 minutes or so, the travel south and east will be a problem. You'll need your sunglasses again this morning as you get underway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. The cold stretch continues. Some sunshine today with highs only in the low to mid 20s. Feel like temperatures in the teens. Tonight is frigid again with lows near 6 degrees. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 7 degrees in Parkville and 4 degrees in Hunt Valley at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Some Baltimore area school systems will be closed today while others will offer virtual learning. Schools in Carroll and Howard counties will be closed today while Harford County schools will be closed today and tomorrow. There will be virtual learning for Baltimore City students, and Baltimore and Anne Arundel County schools will have virtual learning both today and tomorrow. And from Fox 45, police said the three juveniles charged in the armed carjacking of a man in East Baltimore have previous arrests. According to the Baltimore Police Department, officers arrested the juveniles ages 15, 15, and 14 after they were spotted inside a stolen car near Bella Road and Erdman Avenue. And Annapolis police are reporting the death of a woman who was found near the tennis courts at Truxton Park. Police were called to a hiking trail at the park shortly after 2:30 Wednesday afternoon, where they found the unresponsive woman. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 033. The pick 4, 4933. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
When the new year hits, every business could use a little something to stay ahead. A lift, a jump start, an edge, or perhaps a boost. Like the all-new 5-year business boost from Comcast Business. It's the certainty of a price lock for 5 years on qualifying internet bundles. Plus, you'll have the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best equipment, so your whole team can stay connected at a great rate. And to sweeten the deal, ask about a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile. It's the boost your business deserves. So sign up for the 5-year business boost and get a 5-year price lock on ultra-reliable Wi-Fi. Plus, ask about a $500 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 3/22/26. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Best Wi-Fi based on Open Signal Awards USA Fixed Broadband Experience Report, May 2025.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, it's back to work day today for new Ravens head coach Jesse Minter. The 42-year-old will address the media in Owings Mills at 11:30 this morning, then trudge up to the office and get settled in. Minter, greeted by Ravens staff yesterday, had this to say about the organization.
It's already the greatest organization in the National Football League, and we just want to take it and take it even a step higher. And so we are so lucky, blessed, thankful to everybody for us being here, and can't wait to get to work. Thank you.
And the work will consist of hiring the offensive and defensive coordinators here in Baltimore. Meanwhile, speaking of offensive coordinators, the Ravens' former OC, Todd Monken, is now the HC. That's the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. A little bit of a head-scratcher there, but Monken wins the derby to become the next Browns coach in Cleveland. Elsewhere, minority NFL owner and Fox broadcaster Tom Brady coming to the defense of his former head coach on the Hall of Fame snub received by Bill Belichick. Check commenting on the politics of it.
Yeah, when it comes down to votes and, you know, popularity and all that, like, you know, then welcome to the world of voting, and you may as well go, you know, try out for the Oscars or whatever, and, you know, get a big panel to tell you if you're good or not.
So. Brady and Belichick won 6 Super Bowls together with the Patriots. Brady won number 7 as a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. Elsewhere in sports, former Olympic snowboarder Ryan Wedding pled not guilty to 17 felony charges, including conspiracy to murder and drug distribution. The federal government is now investigating more NBA games as part of its illegal gambling probe. And Caitlin Clark is joining NBC Sports for its Sunday night NBA pregame show. Coming up in 30 minutes is Framber Valdez coming to Baltimore. And that is Stein on Sports. Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get.
but it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us, am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Michelle Double X Dracella. Coming up in this hour, Marco Rubio dazzles at the hearing yesterday. Also, Governor Moore slamming the Baltimore ICE facility and a Howard County councilwoman in trouble for her social media posts about ICE, which were not about ICE. Top story here today, Tom Holman. And of course, now Bovino was reassigned, the Border Patrol agent. Tom Holman was then sent, dispatched to Minnesota to deal with the likes of Tampon Tim and Small Fry. I want to defend Greg Bovino here for just a second. Greg Bovino is an outstanding law enforcement professional, but he is Border Patrol. He's used to policing Border Patrol. Urban policing is an entirely different skill set. So they put him in an impossible position and then gave him no backup. There was no DOJ. There was no FBI. And especially there was no MPD, Minneapolis Police Department. He was left to fend for himself. So whoever made that decision made a wrong one, in my estimation, my humble opinion. And so eventually President Trump said, looked at it and said, this ain't right. And reassigned Bovino, and he's going back to the border. And Holman now is, and Holman has met with both Tampon Tim and Small Fry, and here's what he is demanding. We don't have all the list, but this is from the Wall Street Journal. And here they are. Have state and local law enforcement commit to turning illegal aliens over to federal authorities. Make local police help federal authorities track down and detain illegal aliens wanted for crimes. Partner with federal authorities to protect American citizens in the rapid removal of criminal illegal aliens in our country. And that's kind of like a kumbaya moment, but you got Jake Fry out there saying that there was a productive meeting, but after he emerges from the meeting, he said, quote, Minneapolis does not and will not enforce federal immigration laws. President Trump didn't like that. And he said, Jacob Fry is playing with fire with that comment. And then, of course, remember Tampon Tim, he met with, had a call, and President Trump said it was a great call. Tampon Tim is out there trying to declare victory.
To be very clear, there's a change in tone, and we'll see. I'm going to meet here later today with Tom Holman. I understand Greg Bovino is gone. You know, and that's a good riddance one. But it doesn't change the fact that the posture is still the same, that this is a unorganized, untrained, dangerous force on the streets that has nothing to do with either immigration or law enforcement. So what I'll tell you today is there's a bit of optimism, but there's such a sense of resolve. And I would say this is the Minnesota kind of attitude. A lot of folks think winter's over in March. Minnesotans don't let their guard down till May. And I'm telling you, these folks that are out there on the streets, they're very skeptical, and rightfully so. So the mood is, there's a hint of hope and optimism, but there is a resolve that says, you know, the end of this is not Greg Bovino leaving. The end of this is a sane policy on how you do immigration reform and stop an attack by the federal government on the state.
Yeah. What the hell will he know about immigration law enforcement? Nothing. Nothing. He couldn't protect and defend his city during the George Floyd riots. Remember? He was absolutely useless. Remember his wife? Remember his wife? Remember what she said? When the windows were open, they could see, they were smelling the burning of the city. And she talked about it as if it was a positive thing. That this is change. This is revolution. The smell of the city burn. That's what, you know, floated her boat. So these people are despicable and disgusting. President Trump has not changed his tone. He's changed his tactics. There's a big difference. We'll hear from the Lieutenant Governor coming up in just a second. Also, firearms expert takes a look at the shooting of Alex Preddy. There's news there as well. 713 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Looks like there's a minor wreck on 95 southbound. The tractor trailer stopped here. They're saying it's a wreck southbound at Eastern Avenue just before you get into that ramp area. But it's off to the right side, crowding the right lane just a bit. There's not a lot of traffic there right now. So anybody south from Moravia Road, coming down 95 from Rosedale, you're heading to the tunnel. You'll see the flashing lights and the police car off to the right side. Plenty of warning through there. City police had a new wreck on the east side, Orleans Street at Chester Street. A couple of vehicles were involved there. JFX, you're still okay. Nothing major on the Beltway. The roadway conditions are good. There's a lot more traffic now this morning again on the outer loop at Hartford Road and on the west side through 795 and down through Frederick Road. It went down again to the BW Parkway looking for this wreck. Still haven't seen any ramifications there, but it was southbound on the parkway in Prince George's County near the ramp at 198. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. The stretch of bitter cold weather continues today. Sunny, low 20s for the high. Single digits for the low tonight. Friday, more of the same. Right now, clear from 5 degrees in Glen Burnie. It is 7 in Edgewater. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Yesterday, the White House, an event to announce and celebrate the Trump accounts. These are $1,000 government deposits into the every newborn American child in, that was born in 25 or 26 will get these, and to give them a head start on investment. And several of the people were gathered there, like Bank of America, but rapper Nicki Minaj was there to announce she was going to be helping contribute to the new Trump accounts.
My daughter, she went crazy when she heard that this was I want to go. You know, she happens to be in the wrong state right now for that, but when she heard that there's a certain person that's here, who's the greatest and most successful female rapper in history, Nicki Minaj. Come on. And, you know, and Nicki makes a lot of cash. Not as...
Yeah, and again, she called her the greatest female rapper of all time. Then Nicki Minaj came up to the stage and took the mic and pronounced her love for President Donald J. Trump.
I am probably the president's number one fan. And that's not going to change. And the hate or what people have to say, it does not affect me at all. It actually motivates me to support him more. And it's going to motivate all of us to support him more. We're not going to let them get away with bullying him and, you know, the smear campaigns. It's not going to work. Okay? He has a lot of force behind him, and God is protecting him. Amen.
And those Trump accounts, well, they might be a very popular. And again, if you just put the $1,000 in, you leave it untouched, you could make up upwards of $50,000 by the time you're 18. Or much, much more if others can contribute. And that's the difference here. Trump announcing those accounts yesterday.
Trump accounts will help bring the hope and prosperity to every community that every community wants to see. And it'll bring back the American dream. The American dream is so beautiful.
Indeed it is. Now, who would be eligible to receive the $1,000 government deposits or Trump accounts?
For the first time ever, we're going to give every newborn American child a financial stake in the future, head start life, and a fair shot at the American dream, something people don't talk about so much. At least not for the last 4 years they haven't been, but now they're talking about it.
Some are suggesting that maybe you ought to wait till the Supreme Court rules on the birthright citizenship case before you start putting $1,000 of government money into Anchor Baby accounts. But, you know, that's a whole different argument. You also sat down with Will Cain the other day, talk about, will Kristi Noem be fired? Will she step down? They're talking about impeaching her, the Democrats, and there's some Republicans that are demanding that she resign as well. These are usually the rhinos, and round them up, you know who they are.
I know you addressed it this morning. You talked about the incredible success, and it is an incredible success at the southern border. But you were asked, with the shift in Minneapolis and Tom Homan going to Minnesota, do you still have confidence in DHS Secretary Kristi Noem? You brought up the success at the border.
I do. Look,
you do.
She was there with the border. Who closed up the border? She did, with Tom Homan, with the whole group. I mean, they closed up the border. The border is a tremendous success, one of the most secure borders in the entire world. We were a laughingstock 1.5 years ago for the whole world. The whole world laughed at us. I had friends that said, is that real? You know, they'd look at a picture. You've been down to the border. They'd look at a picture of the border with hundreds of thousands of people pouring in like it was water. And they said, is that really taken? They can't believe it. They think it's one of these crazy movies that they make. The border was horrible. It was horrible. You know, I did the border twice. First time I won, 2016, I won on the border. But that border was nothing, and I fixed it immediately. It was great. We had great years, and we had a great economy. We had the best economy in history in 2016, my first term. And we rebuilt the military, and we get the largest regulation cuts. We had the best job number. We had a great first term. This term seems to be blowing it away. I mean, the only thing we have is a Minnesota situation, and that is, I believe, easily resolved.
Yeah, we shall see. So that's not like Kristi Noem has gone anywhere, according to the president. He also announced the first ever assistant attorney general to investigate fraud nationwide. Federal prosecutor Colin McDonald has been nominated. This is a Senate-confirmed position, and Senate Majority Leader John Thune said he promises a swift confirmation. He's going to go after fraud in Minnesota and California and Illinois, and we hope here in Maryland as well. Trump has warned Iran time is running out for a nuclear deal as the U.S. Fleet now builds up in the Gulf. He said he was outraged at Bill Belichick's Hall of Fame snub. He said that should be overturned. Trump's a big football fan, as you know. The thing that's really setting the left's hair on fire is the new national defense strategy. We'll have to talk about this in greater detail, maybe tomorrow. But here's just a summary of the new national defense strategy as announced by SecDef or SecWar, Pete Hegseth. Quote, we will defend the homeland and ensure that our interests in the Western Hemisphere are protected. We will deter China in the Indo-Pacific through strength, not confrontation. We will increase burden sharing with allies and partners around the world, and we will rebuild the U.S. defense industrial base as part of the president's once-in-a-century revival of American industry. Big changes there in getting out of China, wanting to confront China, etc. And Trump on the security guarantees for Ukraine says he would only sign them if Zelensky agrees to surrender the remaining Donetsk territory and end the war immediately. Very interesting. Tom Homan has a press conference coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. We'll be monitoring that if there's any breaking news. And that's the way it went down, 375 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
Coming up next, we'll take a look at the shooting of Alex Prenti. There are new details there. Get your calls and comments as well. 7:21. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them anytime of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Belair Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company. 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
The Great Scale Model Train Show this weekend at the Timonium Fairgrounds. The biggest model train show in the Mid-Atlantic with fun for the entire family. Door prizes, acres of operating model train layouts, and special sale prices. Let's go to the train show.
I invite you to join me on Thursday, February 5th at Liberatore's at Timonium for the second annual Taste of the Union. You'll enjoy a full Italian buffet, and then Sean Casey and I will dig into the issues shaping Maryland and what they mean for families, taxpayers, and local communities. If you value straightforward talk and common sense ideas, this is an evening you will not want to miss. Get your tickets now at WCBM.com. Taste of the Union is presented by the Smile Design Center and Lorien Health Services.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Yeah, grab those tickets fast. They're selling like hotcakes right now. Taste of the Union, Thursday, February 5th. Yours truly, Kim Klasick. We'll be discussing the second year of the Trump second term, also the general insane asylum and everything that's going on right now. So, and again, it's at Liberatore's, which is some of the best Italian food you will ever, ever have in a restaurant setting. Very good stuff. All right, 7:23 traffic weather on the threes. And now here's Meatball Johnson.
Gee, thanks. What a segue. You're so professional. Just think, I used to listen to you at the top of the penthouse. I thought
that's
you were
right.
Going somewhere.
It went downhill fast.
You went right to the basement.
I did. It was the biggest plummet in history.
Oh, my Lord. They're still blocking this lane on eastbound 50, and this is kind of a tough spot. You're coming off the Severn River Bridge, and you think you're going to take the ramp to Ritchie Highway, and right away you run into these cones in the right lane, then a state highway truck with the arrow board out, and I don't see where they're letting any traffic exit at Ritchie Highway. I know they're doing snow removal on that ramp, but they're going to send you past this ramp. You're going to have to go down and work your way back from Baydale Drive on 50. So be prepared if you're coming off the Severn River Bridge. You'll stay in the center and the left-hand lane. It's a little bit tricky in there right now, and hopefully we won't have any problems. But the word is they're removing snow from that ramp onto Ritchie Highway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast cold weather indeed. Now through at least the weekend, it'll warm up starting next week a tad. Not much, but a little bit. Right now, low 20s for the high today and single digits for the low tonight. We're keeping an eye on that nor'easter off the coast, which might bring some wind conditions and maybe some light snow to the area Saturday or Sunday, but not expected to be as bad as last weekend. Right now, it's 7 in Edgewater and 5 in downtown Baltimore under sunny skies. The latest on the Alex Preddy shooting is that there's a BBC has uncovered a video of him a week prior to his fatal confrontation with Border Patrol agents, in which he is seen spitting on ICE vehicles, giving a finger to the National Guard, or not National Guard, to ICE agents, Border Patrol agents, and then kicking the taillight of their vehicle, which prompted them to stop and confront him. That might be the incident where he broke his rib. I don't know that for sure. And we're also finding out that he might have joined this network of paid agitators, Ice Watch Observe Council. And the Lieutenant Governor of Minnesota, Peggy Flanagan, is on tape admitting she's part of this network and she's urging people to join.
On the local level, I'm asking you to sign up for a legal observer training so that you can protect your neighbors when they need it. Our phones and our ability to document unconstitutional behavior is one of the most powerful tools that we have in this fight. The Immigrant Defense Network and Monarca both offer trainings for folks to learn more about their rights and how to become legal observers. I've taken the training, and I hope that you'll join me.
Yeah, there it is. Immigrant Defense Network, Monarca, many others. These are the ones that train people, actually the ICE Watch people, on how to confront ICE agents, and that's just bad advice. DHS agents involved in that fatal shooting of Alex Preddy now have been placed on administrative leave. And for all the lefties getting their knickers in a wad, and it's sad, again, any loss of life is tragic, but there were 56 deaths in ICE custody when Obama was president. All right, 56. Where were they then? Let's take a phone call. Terry's in Finksburg. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, sir. I have a really good idea for Minnesota.
All right.
Let's separate them off from us, put a border wall around them. We got Timmy there already. Let's send Kamala there. They can be the leaders of the new country. And, succeed them from the U.S. and let them be on their own.
Yeah, they could do that. Or it's been suggested that maybe we swap with Canada. We'll take Alberta. You can have Minnesota.
Exactly. I got one more thing before I go. There's a lot of people out here with snow on the tops of their cars. please clean off the tops of your cars so you don't kill anybody.
Yeah, there was a heaven of grace. There was an incident with a couple where a chunk of ice went through the windshield. They were hurt very, very badly. So good advice, Terry. Thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. Attorney and expert in self-defense. Outstanding analysis showing why the ice shooting of Alex Preddy was justified.
Nothing's inconsistent with this being a lawful use of force by the officers.
Yeah, explain that a bit more. Many people still wondering if the shooting was legally justified, and given what you've been able to review up until now, what is your opinion?
Well, the legal question is, did the officers who shot Alex Preddy have a reasonable, not necessarily correct, but a reasonable perception that he was presenting as an imminent, unlawful, deadly force threat? And that's presumed to be the case. A prosecutor would have to disprove that proposition beyond any reasonable doubt. So it's a very high burden to overcome that justification. And what evidence did these officers have? Well, the moment Alex Preddy interfered with the arrest of the woman in the white coat, gets shoved by a CBP officer, he makes contact with that officer. The moment he makes contact with that officer, he's just committed a federal felony, good for 8 years in a federal penitentiary. That's why they were seeking to make his arrest, because they saw him commit a forcible felony against a fellow officer. Then he's non-compliant with arrest. He's fighting them. Then they discover he has a gun on his person. They take that gun. There's cries of gun, gun, gun. The officers call to each other. He's still non-compliant. They hear a gunshot go off. And Alex Preddy's right hand comes from his waistline with a black object in his hand. That combination of facts is going to get you shot 999 times out of 1,000.
And that is a self-defense expert in law enforcement, Andrew Bronco, saying that, again, you have to wait for the full-scale investigation. But, the person responsible for his death is Alex Preddy. So sad. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Some Baltimore area school systems will be closed today, while others will offer virtual learning. Schools in Carroll and Howard counties will be closed today, while Harford County schools will be closed today and tomorrow. There will be virtual learning for Baltimore City students, and Baltimore and Anne Arundel County schools will have virtual learning both today and tomorrow. And April McLean Delaney is thanking Bruce Springsteen for using his music to speak out against ICE. Springsteen released the anti-ICE song Streets of Minneapolis Wednesday, saying it's dedicated to the memory of Alex Preddy and Renee Good, who were shot and killed by federal agents. McLean Delaney says Springsteen's anthem serves as a battle cry for our values, our humanity, for who we are as Americans, and for our faith in one another. Springsteen's songs refer to Trump's federal thugs and calls out Stephen Miller and DHS Secretary Kristi Noem's dirty lies. Fox 45 reports that a marathon hearing on Maryland's new redistricting map has sparked a heated debate, with Republicans fearing the loss of their sole congressional seat in Washington. The map, approved by a House committee, proposes moving an estimated 30,000 Republicans out of the first district, represented by Republican Congressman Andy Harris, and adding 40,000 Democrats by extending into Anne Arundel and Howard counties. This change would give Democrats a projected 12-point partisan lead in the district. And Anne Arundel County police say a suspect is in custody after a deadly shooting at the Northrop Grumman facility in Linthicum. Police were called to the scene near BWI Airport at around 3:30 Wednesday afternoon in response to the shooting in an office area. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm Mr. White, professional hypnotist. 410-661-1111. My customers have immediate, noticeable, measurable improvement in quitting tobacco, alcohol, gambling, food, stress, PTSD, healing after surgery, menstrual problems, cysts, headaches, warts, thumb sucking, nail biting, grinding teeth, tics, remembering, taking tests, exams, studying, and more. For sports, golf, tennis, wrestling, baseball, basketball, archery, balance beam. I only help one archer and one balance beam. However, several thousand smokers. It's my two-session specialty. If you want me to help you, 410-661-1111. 410-26s and 51s.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Both the tunnels still running with the lanes open. No problems there. We're looking live right overhead. 95 Russell Street, 395. Everybody's okay there. The Sky Ramp is a little bit slow coming north on 95 and then turning up into 395. It's a speed reduction there on that ramp. There are some areas on the Beltway now moving south and east where the sunshine and the snow glare is going to be a problem. So if you're ready for that, get your sunglasses out and be there and be ready for that, because that's going to be a factor even with the traffic being a little bit lighter. You're going to run into that. We saw some problems with that yesterday, and we had several accidents for the traffic going south and eastbound. Just keep in mind, through Annapolis, they're doing snow removal on the ramp, and they're blocking the ramp eastbound Route 50, the exit ramp onto Ritchie Highway. You run up on that very quickly in the right-hand lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, the cold stretch continues. Some sunshine today with highs only in the low to mid-20s, feel like temperatures in the teens. Tonight is frigid again with lows near 6 degrees. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. Former three-weight boxing champion and Baltimore native Gervonta Davis was apprehended in Miami yesterday, 2 weeks after an arrest warrant was issued on charges of battery, false imprisonment, and attempted kidnapping. According to Miami Gardens Police, the department and the U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force conducted a three-county surveillance operation to find Davis, taking him into custody without incident. Davis grew up in Sandtown, Winchester in West Baltimore, and trained at the Upton Boxing Center under the direction of Calvin Ford. He entered a strip club on October 27th and confronted his ex-girlfriend. Davis allegedly took the woman into a back room, attacked, and restrained her. Turning to football, thank goodness, Ravens head coach Jesse Minter meets the media today for an 11:30 a.m. press conference. Minter, the last man standing after 20 interviews conducted by the Ravens, receiving high praise from Eric Weddle, who played in Baltimore under Minter.
You know, he sat by me in meetings his first year. He would just ask questions that not like a normal coach would ask, right? Or even think about. Like, he had a different way of looking at the game.
Elsewhere in the NFL, the Cleveland Browns have made former Ravens offensive coordinator Todd Monken their new head coach. And The Athletic reporting yesterday the Jets reached out to John Gruden to join Aaron Glenn's staff, but the former Raiders and Bucks coach declined. Biggest question in Major League Baseball, as we sit less than 2 weeks away from the start of spring training, is where will ace free agent pitcher Framber Valdez wind up, and when? Many in baseball think it'll be in Baltimore. Here's baseball analyst Jim Bowden, who at one time was the youngest general manager in the history of baseball, telling us what he knows.
Now, when I talked to GMs throughout the sport, everybody over the weekend kept telling me he'll probably end up in Baltimore. Everybody thinks he's going to end up there. But we're kind of waiting on Framber to understand that the offers on the table is all he's going to get. Like, there's not going to be more money. There's not going to be more years.
Valdez is reportedly targeting a deal comparable to top pitchers this offseason, benchmarking against Ranger Suarez. That's $130 million over 5 years. And Dylan Cease, who got $210 million over 7 years from Boston. And finally, January is almost over, and Maryland men's basketball can't wait. Terps going 1-6 in the year's first month, falling to 1-8 in conference play. And they're in 17th place of the 18-team Big Ten. It's a lost season for Buzz Williams and his crew. Meanwhile, Villanova is 6-3 in Big East play. They're 15-5 overall under former Maryland coach Kevin Willard. The time now is 7:37. When we return, an NFL player survey conducted by The Athletic reveals some interesting responses.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
So there are about 1,600 players that ended up on rosters at the end of the year last year in the NFL. Mm-hmm. This is over 280 players were surveyed. So it's a pretty good sample.
Right.
Okay. Here are some of the questions. give me what you think the percentages would be. Should the tush push be banned? How many percentage-wise? How many said yes?
20%.
16%. Most players thought it was difficult to officiate, though. Like, where is the ball actually going to be placed because of the big pile?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Which player would make the best referee?
Quarterback.
Correct. And do you have an idea as to which one?
Current playing?
Mm-hmm.
Is he current playing? I would say Josh Allen.
Aaron Rodgers. It came
okay.
down. Many players said, and former teammates, right. he knows the most about the rules.
Okay.
Another question. Have you ever tried to hide a concussion?
Yes.
And how many percent?
70.
20.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Some players said it was a tough question because there are levels to concussions.
Right.
But the ones who did hide it regret it because of, because of their job
well,
security.
Modern players, 20 makes sense. I would think the old school players, 70 would be more of the...
Here's the big one. Has a fan ever confronted you or contacted you about their sports betting loss or fantasy football loss? How many said yes? Percentage?
10%.
70%.
Whoa!
70% of players who were polled said they had been confronted / contacted because of a loss. How about that?
How about anybody contacted over massages? Was that part of the questioning?
I'm not sure if that. You know, it's more work for me. Okay, but you're right. It's a legitimate question,
yes,
Sean.
Will you ask it when you go out to the Ravens Complex today?
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Gary. You're the best. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. All right. So Howard County Councilwoman Liz Walsh is under fire for a social media post that allegedly compromised a police operation. Walsh, a Democrat, of course, representing District 1, posted on Facebook last week claiming she heard about ICE activity in Howard County at an elementary school. However, Howard County Police Department later clarified it wasn't ICE, it was them. The Howard County PD conducting an operation targeting suspected child predators. Jamie Flynn, president of the Howard County Fraternal Order Police Lodge 21, criticized Walsh's post.
Keeping everyone safe, that's what we're here for, and her comments did the opposite. If it's a mistake, it's not our way. We all make mistakes, so issue the apology. But 100%, she was wrong in this, and we would feel a little bit better about the support if she were to issue the statement.
Yeah, well, she really... kind of sort of doubling down. Mackenzie Frost is Fox 45, asked the question of Liz Walsh, her reaction to the criticism by the Fraternal Order of Police in Howard County.
So do you feel responsible for potentially putting Howard County law enforcement at risk based on your social media post?
No. In the past, I've gotten calls from the chief, not this particular chief, but his predecessor.
Wouldn't that put these ICE officers in harm's way?
No.
How? Given the tensions that we continue to see in communities.
The ICE officers are armed. Our citizens are not.
Well, that's even more the reason why you shouldn't reveal where the location is. Because you might get to a lot of crackpots. Most of them are in Minnesota, but there could be some here in Maryland that could, want to go out there and quote-unquote observe and create a problem. But the question is, did this activity by the Howard County Councilwoman compromise a police undercover operation?
And then the safety of everyone involved in it. So, and we're talking about safety of the police officers, the victims, the suspects, and the community around it.
Yeah. Everybody is at risk. And remember, you're trying to remove a child predator off the street, and you stuck your big fat nose in it, Councilwoman Walsh. And Jamie Flynn saying that to date, he's not received any apology.
And no response. Nothing at all. I've not heard from her. If she is a politician that put out wrong information, just say it was inaccurate and have some accountability. So it definitely showing us a lack of accountability.
Yeah, but there is no accountability for Democrats here in the state of Maryland. Let's take a quick call. Stephen Rice, who's time. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Sean. You took my thunder because you can't stop these fools. They're absolute fools. But if it was their son or daughter on that task force or on that mission, they would be furious. They would be absolutely furious. She won't even take the post down.
Yeah. I mean, they're defiant. They just think they can get away with anything because they do.
you know, it's so hard in the state of Maryland to not lose your temper with fools and stay in composure. Like, you're out in the public like me, and you got to keep your composure. You don't want to get canceled. But you can't get rid of these people. I need a plan for someone to tell me, and I'm sick of the vote because in the state of Maryland you're not going to win. How are you going to get rid of these fools?
Eventually, I hope. See, but the problem is California, Illinois, New York, Massachusetts have all bottomed out. People are fleeing the state rather than stay and fight because they know it's a futile effort. I'm afraid the same thing's going to happen here.
Yeah, wait until they start shutting off the gas and electric at the end of February.
Yeah.
You want to talk about, and then we're going to give everybody $3,000 to pay their gas and electric bill. That's what's coming next. I know. I'm so frustrated.
I know.
I'll see you.
Steve, thanks so much for the call. 743. Traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic. He's back. Lugnuts Johnson.
Brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Again, if you're coming off the eastbound side of the Severn River Bridge and you're preparing to exit at Ritchie Highway, can't do it. They have cones out. They have state highway trucks there. They're removing snow on that ramp. I don't know why they would be doing it now unless there was a problem. But either way, you're running up on these cones in the right lane, the exit lane, and then you have to get all the way over to the center and the left-hand lane. And I guess if they're figuring, well, you just go down to Baydale Drive and make the flip and come back on the westbound side of 50 and then go north onto Ritchie Highway. This is a bad situation right here, and we've seen some close calls. It's a high-speed roadway coming off the Severn River Bridge on the eastbound side. Both the tunnels still running out, no major problems. Some areas on the Beltway now. Again, like we mentioned earlier, anybody that's south and east right now, bright sunshine, snow glare, definitely will be a factor for now, the mid-morning drive. Winter driving is very hard on your vehicle. Stop in and see Bernie. Let everything get checked. Battery, antifreeze, tires, belts, hoses, thermostats, even your starter is having problems right now. Stop in and see Bernie at 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Oh, bone-chilling temperatures continue for the next several days. We may not see 30 until Monday or Tuesday of next week. It's sunny, low 20s today, single digits tonight. Friday, more of the same. So it is going to be cold, at least for the next several days. 3 degrees right now in sunny Bel Air. But Forest Hill can beat you. They're at 2.
It was 1 at where I live this morning.
No, you were 1 with your environment.
I was 1 with my environment. Yes, indeed.
It's colder than a well digger's butt.
It is. Apologies to you well diggers out there.
Yeah.
All right. Chuck used to do that years ago. In Irvington.
Did you?
Yeah.
Irvington well digger.
Yeah. Except he'd always hit the wrong spot in the cemetery.
I used to stand out there with Ronald Reagan. I'd say, what are we going to do? And he goes,
Well. Yeah, that was coming. All right, time to choose your fake news. 3 stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You're the winner. And we have WCBM merchandise. Joe in Parkville is our contestant. Good morning, Joe.
Yes, good morning. Did you hear about the guy who got his water turned off?
No.
I sent him a Goodwill. Sent him a Get Well card.
You might want to write. You might want to write for Chuck because he needs some new material, Joe. All right.
I'm going to use that one somewhere.
Joe, you want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go last.
All right. Good luck to you, Joe. Here are your stories. Story one. In Arlington County, the chair of the Arlington County Board, this is in Virginia, Northern Virginia, and another board member are encouraging county residents to dial 911 if they see ICE and ICE agents in their county. Call 911 to report on ICE. Story two, Minnesota officials have ruled that a hermaphrodite child with both functioning sets of genitalia can participate in any sport he or she chooses. The hermaphroditism, as it is called, has a genetic code of XXY. And story three, a Florida man, here we go, arrested this week after he was caught engaging in a sexual performance with a vacuum cleaner.
No,
oh, wait a minute. Is that a Hoover? Hot?
For a bishop. I don't know, but it really sucked.
With the pet attachment.
I gave you the line. You took it.
Thank you, sir.
Boy, what a team we are.
We are.
All we need's a wagon. We can hook up.
We should be on the next wagon out of town. In a release, deputy said the man was exposing his sexual organs in front of a residence with the vacuum cleaner.
No, so. I thought he was a vacuum cleaner salesman. Not an organ salesman.
I don't know.
With pet attachment.
That's right. All right, let's. We could go on.
Is that a Hammond, or you're just glad to see
it? Ad infinitum with these puns, that's for sure. All right, it's story one, call 911 if you see ice. Story two, hermaphrodite child can play in either sport in Minnesota. Or story three, man caught with doing sexual things with a vacuum cleaner. All right, we'll start with Maggie. You seem like you're very eager to comment on this story.
I was yesterday, wasn't right. I? This is.
Well, yeah,
this
you were
brutal.
Because you were wearing the same top yesterday.
I am not. This is not the same top.
But you were right yesterday.
Yes, I was. So maybe. Okay, you want to say the same top? I say no. And I'm also saying that. I've got to say this because I'm frightened. Number three has to be the fake news.
All right. One for three. That's Maggie. Chuck?
I don't know. I don't like those interchangeable parts. I'm going to go. I know this is going to be bad. I'm going to go with one.
Chuck goes with one. Michelle?
I'm going to go with one, too, because right. God forbid three is right. It's true.
And Joe in Parkville.
Oh, you know, it's a Florida man. but more than that, listen, they need to change the name from ICE to National Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
Right.
That way it would be nice.
Nice agents. That's right. I think Adam Carolla did that a couple of months ago.
Got you in on this break. That's good.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
I think he's auditioning for you, Chuck. Do you have a contract for him?
No.
I'm going to go three, just for the heck of it.
All right. Just for the heck of it, Joe goes three. Nobody votes for story number two, the hermaphrodite child that is going to be able to play in either sport in Minnesota. That is our fake news story of the day.
That was a trick.
Yeah. So, Joe, thanks for listening and playing and for the jokes. Appreciate that. But you got bamboozled this morning.
What kind of a jockstrap do you get if you have that situation?
Metal.
Yeah. I mean, it's rare when it happens, the hermaphroditism.
It's hard to run with that situation.
It could be, yes.
You beat yourself to death.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
That's what they said.
Greatly saddened by this.
There's such a. There are like four or five lines that leap into my head, all of them bad. So we'll just move on.
Okay.
There's not enough cough buttons to get that.
That's right. 7:51, you're listening to Casey and Company. Coming up next, Governor Moore is upset at the Baltimore ICE facility. We'll tell you what he had to say.
When the new year hits, every business could use a little something to stay ahead. A lift, a jump start, an edge, or perhaps a boost. Like the all-new 5-year business boost from Comcast Business. It's the certainty of a price lock for 5 years on qualifying internet bundles. Plus, you'll have the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best equipment, so your whole team can stay connected at a great rate. And to sweeten the deal, ask about a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile. It's the boost your business deserves. So sign up for the 5-year business boost and get a 5-year price lock on ultra-reliable Wi-Fi. Plus, ask about a $500 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 3/22/26. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Best Wi-Fi based on Open Signal Awards USA Fixed Broadband Experience Report, May 2025.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
The Great Scale Model Train Show is here this Saturday and Sunday at the Timonium Fairgrounds, the largest train show in the Mid-Atlantic, featuring the Lego Blocks operating layout, top model makers in our Craftsman's Corner special show area, free clinics, locomotive repairs, and rare locomotives available exclusively from show dealers. Special family prices and kids under 16 are free with an adult. The Great Scale Model Train Show, this weekend only. Don't miss it.
7:53, traffic and weather on the 3s, Thursday morning rush hour, and once again, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so again, a reminder, if you're traveling south and east anywhere this morning, the bright sunshine and then the snow glare definitely will be a factor, so be prepared for that. You'll need your sunglasses. Now, that sunshine is right here on the outer loop as you're coming just over the bridge at Route 40. Hits you right in the face there, and then you have it pretty much all the way down the hill towards Wilkins Avenue and towards 95, but even leaving Towson, going south and east over the Beltway, around towards Hartford Road and Bel Air Road, pretty bad right in there. Had a report there may be a minor wreck on 83 South after Timonium Road. If it's there, it's not creating any problems. The delay right now is eastbound Route 50, coming off the Severn River Bridge. They're doing snow removal, and they're blocking the ramp from eastbound 50, exiting onto Ritchie Highway. You'll run up on that very quickly. They have cones out, a couple of state highway trucks there, but use caution on the eastbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Well, you know the drill by now. Bone-chilling cold temperatures for at least the next 3-4 days or so. Today, sunny, low 20s. Tonight, back down into the single digits where we are this morning. Pretty much the same for Friday. Right now, sunny and 9 in Annapolis, and it is 6 in Severn. 7:55, let's take a phone call. I'll hear from Nancy in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
My husband and I listen to you every morning. Good show.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
I wanted to comment on all the news with this Alex Pretty and Rachel Snow that we've been hearing day after day after day. And while that's all unfortunate, it's just so hypocritical the way they've been portraying that when you compare it to what happened to Ashley Babbitt. She was not even armed. It was a totally different situation, and they just shot her. And the policeman that did it, I don't even know that he's ever had to answer for that.
No. In fact, a very perfunctory surface investigation was conducted. Captain Michael Byrd was his name. He was exonerated, acquitted of any charges,
yeah.
and there was an act of clear, cold-blooded, premeditated murder, because Ashley was jumping through the glass in the door with a backpack on. She held no weapon in her hand. He could have just said,
right,
"Stop, don't go any further." But instead,
didn't he have a bunch of SWAT team around her too? I mean,
yep.
She could have easily been.
Yeah, there was right behind her. There was a SWAT team there. There were police. They could have stopped it. And of course, there you don't hear any of that. Or Roseanne Broyland, the woman who was trampled and beaten by D.C. police officer Lila Rose. So again, there was so many different. You just look at it. This is a color revolution tactic that's happening in Minnesota. They look to destabilize that, like they did with George Floyd, and they look to do it for political reasons. And that's why they're using the deaths of Alex Pretty and Renee Good to try to further their cause. And it is unfortunate, but when you get into confrontations with law enforcement, physical confrontations, or you try to run them over with your car, or you're carrying a gun during that, things are not going to end well for you. That was not the case with Ashley Babbitt. Now, some might argue she shouldn't have been there, Sean. I've heard that before. She shouldn't have been inside the building. She shouldn't have gone through the window. Okay, she made some mistakes. She made some poor choices, but she at no point ever posed a threat or an imminent threat to the life of any police officer.
Well, isn't the Capitol a public building?
It is. It is. And I've argued that a lot of people were invited in and let in, and what they should have done is just tried to keep the peace while they were all in there. But remember, they started throwing flashbang grenades at them and injuring people in the crowd. So they escalated that day, and we all know the reason why.
Yeah.
Nancy, thanks so much. Appreciate the
call. Thank you.
You have a great day. All right. Governor Moore's office is chiding President Trump over the Baltimore ICE facility, saying it's completely unacceptable what's happening in the ICE facility. And the Baltimore ICE holding room video raising some questions here. And now that their ICE is going to purchase a warehouse near Hagerstown, it's going to be allegedly an immigration detention center. We don't know what it is yet. But here's my point regarding Governor Moore and Van Hollen and of course, Johnny Zero. And Marty makes this point as well. He says, while Van Hollen and Johnny Zero, and I would include Governor Moore in that, are bitching about illegal aliens held in a temporary holding facility, crickets about the DHS holding children, 144 children in hospitals for months without treatment or release. Months. They're also complaining about that proposed detention facility in Hagerstown. Hagerstown is a good place as its airports can handle planes the size of Air Force One, perfect for deportation flights. And yeah, they're not worried about that or the seniors that are being trafficked in the state of Maryland. That's a big scandal that's going on. Nothing from Van Hollen or Johnny Zero or Governor Moore on that. Wake up, dudes. 759, Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Air. They're the ones that commit to excellence. Great service. Attention to detail. So whether you have interior, exterior, electrical wiring needs, ceiling fan, circuit breaker, it doesn't matter. Landscaping, outside the house, they're the ones to call. They're the best. And now, of course, for the heat, and we're going through a bunch of energy issues right now, your heating system has got to be working. And it has to be working efficiently so it's not going to cost you actually more than it should. And Tim Kyle will come out and do a scheduled maintenance on your system, and they'll change the filters, repair anything that needs to be repaired or looked at, and make sure that your system is ready to go and still operating at peak efficiency. Call Tim Kyle today, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or online, timkylecompany.com. Governor Moore, ignoring questions on the SNAP issue, coming up.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. A spirited defense of Trump foreign policy by a man who plays a key role in implementing that policy. Secretary of State Rubio took on all comers in a Capitol Hill hearing the other day.
Appearing before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Rubio staunchly defended President Trump's military operation to capture Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro, and he claimed there's good and decent progress being made in that country. For the most part, Republicans praised the Venezuelan operation, while Democrats were skeptical and wanted more transparency. Rubio also discussed the administration's approach to Greenland, NATO, Iran, and China. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A somber warning about Ukraine. A new report forecasting 2 million military casualties, a result of Russia's war, by this spring.
It says Russia would suffer the largest number of troop deaths recorded for any major power in any conflict since World War II. Tuesday's report from the Center for Strategic and International Studies came less than a month before the fourth anniversary of Moscow's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. The report said Russia suffered 1.2 million casualties between February 2022 and December 2025. It estimated that Ukraine, with its smaller army and population, had suffered between 500,000 and 600,000 of their own. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
The FBI is stepping up its investigation into allegations of election fraud in Georgia in the 2020 election. President Trump continues insisting the balloting was rigged and that actually he won big in Georgia. Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar has made it official. She says that she is in the running for governor of Minnesota after incumbent Tim Walz announced that he would not seek re-election. On Wall Street, the Dow futures 21 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Is your dog a picky eater, scratching all the time, eating grass, or licking their paws until they're raw? If so, your dog's trying to tell you something. Greetings, naturopathy Dr. Dennis Black, founder of Rough Greens here, and you may not know what your dog means, but I do. They're trying to tell you that his digestive tract is in distress. He needs live probiotics and enzymes, and guess what? You can't get that from kibble. It's not in there. The good news is you don't have to change his food to improve his health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens. It's America's number one nutritional dog supplement for a reason. With live vitamins, omega oils, antioxidants, enzymes, and probiotics, bites. Just sprinkle it on your dog's food and watch them come back to life. More energy, shinier coat, better digestion, all in 90 days or less. Want a happier, healthier dog? I'll send you a free Jumpstart trial bag. You just cover the shipping. Go to roughgreens.com. Use discount code PICKY. That's RUFFGreens.com. Discount code PICKY. Rough Greens. So good, your dog will ask for it by name.
Good morning. You're listening to Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's some slowing on the BW Parkway southbound. It's report of a broken down vehicle that may be in one of the travel lanes, or at least in one of the travel lanes southbound after the bridge at Route 175. So keep an eye out for that. Of course, the Parkway only has two lanes in that area anyway, so we may be down to just one lane temporarily. It's a bad situation here. Eastbound on 50. If you're coming off the Severn River Bridge, you normally exit onto Ritchie Highway. That ramp is closed and they have cones, but you really don't see it until you're right there on top of it and the state highway trucks are there. It's a very quick merge back over into the center and the left-hand lane. So definitely a heads up, they're doing snow removal on that ramp and that ramp is blocked. That's a problem right now in the Annapolis area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 45 forecast, the cold stretch continues. Some sunshine today with highs only in the low to mid-20s, feel like temperatures in the teens. Tonight is frigid again with lows near 6 degrees. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 8 degrees in Edgemere and 10 in Joppatown. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Some Baltimore area school systems will be closed today while others will offer virtual learning. Schools in Carroll and Howard counties will be closed today, while Harford County schools will be closed today and tomorrow. There will be virtual learning for Baltimore City students, and Baltimore and Anne Arundel County schools will have virtual learning both today and tomorrow. And the mayor has issued an update on Baltimore's storm management response. The mayor says the state of emergency declaration that was issued last Friday remains in effect. Phase 2 of the city's snow emergency plan has ended, and while residents may resume parking along designated snow emergency routes, it's discouraged. And a Baltimore police officer is injured following a Wednesday crash in the Cherry Hill neighborhood. The officer was driving southbound in the 200 block of Cherry Hill Road with his lights and sirens on at around 12:40 yesterday afternoon when a car ahead of the patrol vehicle attempted to make a left onto Seagull Road. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 033, the pick 4, 4933. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Steinon Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barrowy and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now, they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 8:05, brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. 23 days after the search began, well, today's the day. Talking about Jesse Minter meeting the media and getting to work as head coach at the Baltimore Ravens. Minter and his family greeted by staff yesterday at the Castle. And as the applause died down, offered this.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for being here, for the warm welcome. My family and I, we could not be more excited about this opportunity. But we really look forward to making it all of us.
And the press conference this morning will be at 11:30 a.m. in Owings Mills. Talking some Orioles baseball here, the addition of Pete Alonso, important for the Birds, of course, as far as the on-field product is concerned. But former MLB GM Jim Duquette says there's another important factor in his signing from his experience.
When I was with the Mets and we signed Pedro Martinez, Omar signed him,
when we had a, we struggled until we got Pedro, and then Pedro helped us get Beltran, right? And it kind of like, oh, wow, Pedro signed there? Okay, they must be doing something. Though Beltran goes, I want to be there too. You know, Alonso signing there goes, okay, well, now he's starting pitchers. Okay, now I know what the Orioles are doing. I wasn't sure. Now I know. You know.
On the field, Alonso addresses a power outage the Birds had last year at first base, a brutal 375 slugging percentage at the position, ranking 28th in the majors. Enter Alonso and his 524 slugging percentage, which was 12th best in the majors. Local college football news, Navy all-purpose back Eli Heidenreich has been invited to the NFL scouting combine in late February. Heidenreich is just the second player in the FBS history since 1956 to total 475 yards or more rushing and 925 yards or more receiving in the same season. Ironically, the only other player to do that is Tavon Austin, who did it at West Virginia in 2012. Austin is a Baltimore native, played on the east side at Dunbar High. Coming up in 30 minutes, Browns fans give a thumbs down to Todd Monken. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
And you can connect with us here at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. And, of course, our producers, Michelle Double X Drusillo, Tom Holman's having a press conference shortly, so we'll keep an eye on that for you. But coming up in this hour, Mackenzie Frost goes in-depth. The ongoing problems with the Mayor Scott and now the City Inspector General Isabel Cumming, and, of course, along with Ivan Bates, we'll talk about that, as well as the Trump derangement pandemic is now broken out across the land. From Bruce Springsteen to nurses and actors and actresses, these folks have flipped their collective lids. Top story here today, though, Democrat governor tax and spend more is avoiding questions that Fox 45 Spotlight on Maryland posed him directly this week regarding an investigation into the state's SNAP program. It's the food stamp program and its high error rate. You might recall 2.5 weeks ago, Moore told them that there was an investigation into whistleblower allegations that senior officials were discussing how they could maintain a high payment error rate on food stamps in order to delay a federal penalty of nearly $250,000. Moore said at the time the allegations were true and that the investigation would be made public. Well, we're still waiting. So Fox 45's Gary Collins caught up with Governor Moore.
Who conducted that investigation? When did it conclude? And when do you plan to fulfill your promise to release its findings?
Well, I think we've seen the results. The results.
Where?
The results are that when I first became the governor, Maryland had the second highest SNAP error rate in the entire country. That since I've become the governor, we are now down 60%, 6-0, amongst the fastest rates, the fastest drop in the entire country.
So, Governor, investigation didn't take place then, is what you're saying?
I think the results show that any type of accusation that there was an artificially high manipulation is not accurate because it didn't happen.
So he's claiming it didn't happen. How do we know it didn't happen? What proof do you offer that it didn't happen? I mean, once again, there is a dearth of transparency in both Mayor Scott's administration and Governor Moore's administration. These guys like to keep everything close to the vest because they can. They can get away with it. They basically are in a Democrat-dominated Baltimore City in the state of Maryland. They can do whatever they want. Act with impunity. And Brooke Conrad of Fox 45 Spotlight on Maryland follows up on just when do you think we're going to be able to get the results of this investigation by the governor.
But yesterday, the governor completely avoided answering our questions about the investigation that he said was being done. So we don't know what basis he has to deny the whistleblower allegations.
Yeah. Well, because he's a Democrat, I suppose. If you're a Democrat in a Democrat-dominated run state, you can just deny everything, and everybody's supposed to take your word. Although there have been some Democrat politicians that have run afoul of the law and gone, and Republicans too, but mostly Democrats, because you know that's what happens in a one-party-dominated and corrupt state. So whether it's Catherine Pugh or whether it's any number of Democrat mayors, governors, and others in the past, you can see that they don't feel any obligation to be transparent. So we'll wait and see. I'm predicting that we'll never see the results of this investigation because you can't have results of an investigation that never happened. That's what I think never happened. It wasn't that the scheme wasn't pulled, just the investigation never happened. It's 8:13, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the update now with the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, they're still removing the snow, and they decided to do it now in the rush hour. Eastbound 50, you come off the Severn River Bridge. You normally get into the deceleration lane. You take the ramp onto Ritchie Highway. Right when you get there, they have cones coming off the right side. They block off that ramp. They block off the right lane, and they send you into the left and the far left-hand lane. Eastbound, you cannot take the ramp onto Ritchie Highway because they're still removing snow. We can see the front end loader doing that. And there's a lot of snow, granted, up against the guardrail, things like that. They're just trying to make it better. I think they maybe could have waited till after the rush hour to do what they had to do. But either way, you go past this ramp, and then you have to work your way over towards Whitehall Road and figure somewhere where you can make a U-turn and come back on 50 and then go north on Ritchie Highway from there. It's a hell of a mess right now because they're running up on this, and these tractor trailers are coming across the Severn River Bridge at 55 or 60, and it's not a good situation right now on the eastbound side. Probably still some brake lights. There was a broken down vehicle southbound on the BW Parkway at 175. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, cold, and it's going to be cold for a while. Maybe we're looking at storm activity, a nor'easter heading our way off the eastern coast. Ocean City might get a little bit windy, might see some snow there. We might have some light snow in this area. It just depends on the track of the storm. We'll know more about it tomorrow. But right now, sunny today, highs in the low 20s, and then we're looking at lows again in the single digits. Aren't you getting tired of this? I know I am. It's too darn cold. Thank goodness for remote start. It really has saved my bacon, if you know what I'm saying. Fire that baby up, wait 15 minutes, and then, I'm probably guilty of some climate change idling regulation. So what? Come and get me, as they say. At least I'll be warm when you show up at the house, right? Anyway, right now we're looking at it's cold. It's still in single digits throughout most of the area. 8 in Millersville, 6 in Parkville. This is going to be the coldest morning yet because it's just not warming up all that much. All right, from the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem at Fort McHenry, Baltimore, time for America's 250th birthday celebration. America 250 brought to you by Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and make that dream a reality. All right, 1785 on this date in history, and a surprising announcement. John Hancock, yes, that John Hancock, statesman and founding father, resigned as governor of Massachusetts, allegedly due to his failing health. So John Hancock, important day in history. So let's say in 1845, if I asked you, where do you think Edgar Allan Poe's poem, The Raven, was first published? Where would you think it would be? Here in Baltimore, in Maryland, right? No? No, it was first published in the Evening Mirror newspaper in New York City. The Raven, Nevermore. 1850, Senator Henry Clay drafted the Compromise of 1850 to defuse tensions between slave states and free states over territories won during the Mexican-American War. And what was, I guess, pretty much standard for the time, this was a handwritten draft of one of the bills that formed the Compromise of 1850. Guy wrote it himself. It was just basically a page or two. Oh, gone are those days. 1861, the U.S. state of Kansas admitted to the Union as the 34th state. It was 1879, the Custer Battlefield Monument was established in the state of Montana. Always great to check that out if you're in Montana. It's a great monument. And it was on this day in 1920, a young man by the name of Walt Disney started working as an artist with the KC Slide Company as an animator for $40 a week. And we all know the rest of history. Walt Disney went on to become one of the greatest animators in history, entertainers, and has become an entertainment icon and legend. First Baseball Hall of Fame was a class of 1936. Listen to this class. Ty Cobb, Babe Ruth, Honus Wagner, Christy Mathewson, and Walter Johnson. On this day, 1944, USS Missouri, the last battleship commissioned by the U.S. Navy, is launched in 1984. Also, President Reagan formally announced he would seek a second term. He would go on to win in a landslide over Walter Mondale, who carried, is the only state he carried was Minnesota. Things haven't changed all that much, have they? That's Look at America 250, brought to you by Smile Design Center.
WCVM, Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're looking for a reason to smile again, visit the Smile Design Center in Lutherville. Dr. Lairfield will provide exceptional care with comfortable, friendly, chairside manner. They're using the latest technology, 3D printing, digital scanners, and lasers to make your dental experience faster, easier, and more precise. From simple cleanings to full smile makeovers, they handle all phases of dentistry so you can get your smile back in just a few visits. Call Nicole at the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and visit smiledesigndoctor.com. Mention WCBM for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
It's 820. Joining us once again is Mark McVeary, Reverse Mortgage Answer Man. Mark, you're staying nice and toasty this morning.
Oh, trying to. I mean, been out there for about the last 5 days just trying to dig out.
I know. It's the longest dig out known to man. It really is.
It has been.
Because you had that powdery snow and then the ice. Yeah, you're digging out your neighbors and friends out and stuff. It's really been debilitating for a lot of people. So let's talk about helping people, right? Mark, a big concern people have about leaving something to their family. How does a reverse mortgage affect their heirs?
I mean, obviously everybody's always concerned about what they can leave as legacy. I mean, first of all, most of my clients I work with currently have a mortgage. So it's really no different. Whether you have a regular mortgage or a reverse mortgage, both are liens on the house and you still own the property. When someone is no longer with us, the family has to deal with any lien. Again, whether it's a regular mortgage or reverse mortgage. Because a lot of people try to make it just a reverse mortgage thing, but it's the same thing if you have a regular mortgage. I mean, the heirs always have options. I mean, they can still sell the home, pay off what's owed and keep the rest, or they can refinance and keep the house, which again, most people that I see sell the house, pay off with those and keep the rest. But one nice thing about the reverse mortgage is this. The reverse mortgage has the guarantee from the federal government, which states that the heirs are never personally responsible for the debt, and the loan can never be more than what the house is worth.
Mark, are there closing costs with a reverse mortgage, and does someone have to put out money up front to get started?
I mean, there are closing costs just like any other mortgage, but those costs are financed into the loan just like a regular refinance. I mean, once I qualify someone, I know the loan is going to work. I mean, because we do our due diligence to make sure that, you know, hey, if we're going to get this thing started, we're going to finish it up. So I don't ever ask anybody to pay for an appraisal up front. And, you know, because of that, there are no out-of-pocket expenses to get the loan. I know a lot of my clients are living on a tight budget. They don't have the extra money. And I never want the cost of an appraisal to be the reason someone can't move forward.
Yeah, and, you know, look, there's a lot of, you know, stuff out there on reverse mortgage right now. That's why I love talking to you about it, because you know it forwards, backwards, and sideways. But for someone listening right now who still has a mortgage and could really use that payment for other things, what can a reverse mortgage do for them?
I mean, if the numbers work, which can be determined with a quick conversation, which I always say, tell everybody, give us a call. I mean, a reverse mortgage can pay off their existing mortgage completely. I mean, once that happens, that mortgage payment is gone, and the money they were using for that payment each month can be now used for other expenses. I mean, I have clients I work with all the time. By paying off the mortgage, we can put 50% or more of their income back into the budget. I mean, think about, you know, almost doubling your income each month by getting rid of that income. I mean, it makes a huge difference.
And if someone thinks a reverse mortgage can help make things easier for them, what number should they call you on?
They should give me a call at 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
All right. Put on that hat and the gloves and get back to digging.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. Mark McVeary, Reverse Mortgage Answer Man. He's the guy to call, 410-788-7070. Right now, 823 traffic and weather on the threes. Here's a guy that's always digging for gold, Chuck Whitaker.
Can we see some pictures of him digging? I want to see that. You know, I have people call me, some of my friends up there, relatives, they said they're out there trying to, snow is breaking their heads off the shovels.
Yeah, especially the plastic ones.
Right. Yeah, you stand out there with a stick.
My best advice is you break the ice layer on top first.
What do you use to do that? A pick?
Well, there's certain. I've seen people use hammers. You can use whatever is metal, like a shovel, a regular metal shovel. You can do
right,
and then break the ice first, and then underneath it is that powdery snow, and then you can shovel up the snow and the chunks of ice, and that's the best way to do it.
Oh, it's just wonderful when it's 8 degrees, isn't it?
Yeah, that's even worse.
Okay,
because you can only be out there for like maybe 15-20 minutes.
Oh yeah, you can't take it. The northbound ramp here, I don't know what's going on with this ramp, but they're blocking the ramp from northbound 95, the exit ramp onto Keith Avenue. There may be an accident around there. There's some shade on that ramp when you get underneath 95 right through there, or 895, and that could be it. So they're blocking the ramp. You'll have to go up and use the O'Donnell Street ramp from there as a detour route. Some of that commercial traffic would be impacted there. Had a broken down vehicle about 20 minutes ago on the BW Parkway southbound near 175, and they're doing snow removal in Annapolis. The ramp from eastbound Route 50 onto Ritchie Highway is blocked. And it's a very tight, quick maneuver that you have to make to get out of the ramp lane to get back over to go straight through around that scene. Very critical right now that you pay attention coming off the eastbound side of the Severn River Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. A cold stretch continues throughout the day today. And it is going to be sunny and low 20s tonight, single digits, more of the same Friday. Saturday, you know, there's this nor'easter heading up the eastern seaboard that looks to really put the Carolinas in the crosshairs. North Carolina the most, maybe South Carolina, maybe even Georgia a bit. But really, North Carolina is, and it just depends the track of the storm. If it stays a little bit offshore, then Ocean City might get some windy conditions, maybe some snow. But if it moves closer to the coast, then we could get some light snow over the weekend. I know it's just what you want to hear, as I was looking forward to it as well. All right, sunny right now, 7 in Baltimore, and it is 9 degrees in Millersville. We're talking about Governor Moore, and of course, he's hiding behind the fact that the snap airway, we're number 2, right behind California in the entire country, okay? And it's dropped some 60% in the last 3 years. And you give kudos and where they belong, and if it was direct policy actions that the governor took on, then fine. But the problem is now is that there's still a high error rate, okay, at 14%. We're still like number 5 in the country. So that's still way too high to begin with. And then secondly, there is these whistleblowers that said that there were people scheming within this agency to basically delay or drag out the error rate. so that they would have to pay the federal penalty. That's a loophole in the One Big Beautiful Bill, which just passed several weeks ago. The governor did promise an investigation. He said there was one. Did he say it would be public? Yeah, he did. I remember he said it would be made public. And so maybe the investigation. But it doesn't seem like, how about give us an update, you know? Just say, you know, or you can just say, we'll give you the results of our investigation. It will be made public completely when we're done. Of course, it'll be done when I leave office. But after that, I mean, we're splitting hairs here, aren't we? All right. So Governor Moore's campaign accepted and returned contributions from a donor and political ally who co-hosted a fundraiser for him while linked to a bidder seeking a larger state contract. This is the guy. The donor's name is Terry Spagnier or Spegner. I'm sorry if I'm not pronouncing it right. He's a former chair of the PG County Democrat Central Committee and president and CEO of NGEN, an IT service company that works with state and federal agencies. His firm was a subcontractor on a bid by another company that was putting in a bid to oversee Maryland's lottery operations, which is hundreds of millions of dollars. It's big bucks, folks. In July, Spegner staged a fundraiser with a dozen other more donors, billed as a reception in support of Governor Moore. They solicited contributions from $250 to $6,000. Now, while it's not illegal to do what he did, it certainly is. Here's what the donors must be actively in the bidding process for any new contract with the state of Maryland or agency therein, valued more than $200,000, nor have submitted such a bid within the last 90 days, meaning they cannot be actively in that process. Well, he's arguing, the donor, that, well, I wasn't the contractor, I was a subcontractor. But come on, man. This is appearance of impropriety. And for the governor says, I'm Governor IDGAF, claiming to be your transparent, you stand with the people. I'm not going to sit here quiet. It just doesn't pass the smell test. This happens in one party dominated states. We'll see the Federal Election Commission and others will look at this, and if there's any. Now, Governor Moore has returned all the money that was donated to his campaign. He said, once we were made aware of it. Well, you weren't aware of this donor holding a fundraiser, and you didn't know his company had a bid? And come on. Nobody's buying that, Governor Moore. But this is Maryland, and this is how business is done. Up next, Mackenzie Frost joins us for her preview of an in-depth tonight on Fox 45. It's 8:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Some Baltimore area school systems will be closed today, while others will offer virtual learning. Schools in Carroll and Howard counties will be closed today, while Harford County schools will be closed today and tomorrow. There will be virtual learning for Baltimore City students, and Baltimore and Anne Arundel County schools will have virtual learning both today and tomorrow. The governor has announced the launch of the Maryland Apprenticeship Incentive Program. The new $5 million initiative aims to help employers hire and train registered apprentices. The governor says the program is a direct investment in a proven model. He says by removing financial barriers for employers, the state is expanding pathways to work, wages, and wealth for Marylanders. The program funding offsets financial burdens for employers by covering costs that include instructional expenses for tuition and books, marketing materials and recruitment expenses, transportation assistance, and essential equipment. Maryland State Police say a Perryville man has been arrested in connection with a drug trafficking operation in Cecil County. Following a months-long law enforcement investigation, Asante Anderson has been arrested and charged with possession of cocaine with the intent to distribute and other related crimes. Investigators allege that Anderson was a supply source for illegal drugs at the Perry Point Veterans Medical Campus. A search warrant was on the campus, and Anderson's vehicle led to the discovery of the suspected drugs, digital scales, and other items believed to be connected to the drug operation. Anderson is being held at the Cecil County Detention Center without bail. And the Maryland Historical Trust has announced $5 million in funding for 29 organizations to restore African-American cultural and historical sites. It's 8:31 on Casey & Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. Tax enforcement and defense strategies have changed a lot over the last year. After nearly 5 years, the IRS has restarted automated collections. You could be next for bank levies and wage garnishments. Ignoring the issue is not an option. Call 443-367-9000 to get protected. You have unfiled returns or can't renew your license? We work directly with the IRS and state so you don't have to. Let us use our proven strategies and experience with the IRS and state to resolve your tax issue. Qualified clients have cut their tax debt by more than 90%. How would that feel? Act now to learn the latest updates to tax relief programs. Your eligibility might not be the same. Strategic Tax Resolution, local, trusted, A-plus rated by the BBB. Call 443-367-9000. Ask for me, Greg Talbot. 443-367-9000. You've got a guy on your side. StrategicTaxResolution.com. Get relief.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, northbound 95. If you're coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel commercial vehicle, or if you just have local business there, the Keith Avenue ramp is closed. Not sure if there's a wreck on that ramp, but they're blocking the ramp from northbound 95. You go past that and pick up the exit ramp at O'Donnell Street, and that'll take you around that area. Snow removal is blocking the ramp in Annapolis from eastbound Route 50. The ramp onto Ritchie Highway is closed. You don't get the warning till you come around the curve just before that area, and then they have cones in the roadway and a state highway truck with the arrow board out. It's a critical situation there because you go from the exit lane across two lanes to get by, and it looks like the roadway right there could be a little bit wet, which would mean there could be some ice in that area as well. So just a heads up now if you're crossing the Severn River Bridge on the eastbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. The cold stretch continues. Some sunshine today with highs only in the low to mid 20s. Feel like temperatures in the teens. Tonight is frigid again with lows near 6 degrees. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. New Ravens head coach Jesse Minter, the 42-year-old, addressing the media in Owings Mills at 11:30 this morning, then trudges up to the office to get settled in. Minter, greeted by fans, or I should say by staff yesterday, had this to say about the Ravens organization.
It's already the greatest organization in the National Football League, and we just want to take it and take it even a step higher. And so we are so lucky, blessed, thankful to everybody for us being here, and can't wait to get to work.
Meanwhile, in Cleveland, the hiring of Todd Monken as head coach met mostly with derision from long-suffering, and I do mean long-suffering, Browns fans. This report filed from WKYC-TV.
All right, what do you think, Todd Monken?
I am heavily disappointed. I told all my friends who were saying fire Stefanski, not fire him unless we had a solid option.
We got a leftover.
I'm sad that Jim Schwartz is probably going to leave.
What do you think?
I don't mind. Hey, give everybody a chance.
Well, we're from Cincinnati. Todd Monken cannot be worse than Zach Taylor.
He's alive.
He's alive. Elsewhere in the NFL, another legend denied Hall of Fame admission. Two-time Super Bowl-winning quarterback Eli Manning informed that he will not enter the Hall next week. A 500 regular season record, modest quarterback rating, and leading the league in interceptions cited as the reasons. Meanwhile, a contemporary of Manning's came to defense yesterday of Annapolis high school grad Bill Belichick on the Hall of Fame snub thrown at him from the selection committee.
I don't understand it. I mean, I was with him every day. If he's not a first-ballot Hall of Famer, there's really no coach that should ever be a first-ballot Hall of Famer. Which is
Tom Brady and Bill Belichick won six Super Bowls together in New England, the most by any coach-slash-quarterback tandem in NFL history. Baseball news. The Birds' Gunnar Henderson will report early this spring, gearing up for the 2026 World Baseball Classic. It'll be a first for Gunnar. His teammate Pete Alonso played it in 2023. Says a young player can learn a lot from an experience like that.
For him to have that experience and bring that to not just the regular season, but be able to hold on and bottle that experience up and the intensity. I said this is going to be an amazing tool for you developmentally to be ready for when we're deep in the playoffs.
From his lips to you know where. LeBron James was in tears on the bench in Cleveland last night, overcome by emotion during the Cavaliers tribute video for him. It more than likely could be the last game played by James in Cleveland, a town he grew up near and played in for 11 years. And oh yeah, the Cavs beat LeBron's Lakers last night, 129-99. James, 27 minutes, 11 points. The time now is 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC.
Back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Day 37. It's Thursday, and you know what that means. It's Mackenzie Frost time. Mackenzie goes in-depth tonight, 5:30, Fox 45. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right, so here's your question du jour. What do Mackenzie Frost, Isabel Cumming, and Ivan Bates have in common?
Well, we will all be talking about the ongoing transparency debates tonight at 5:30.
There you go. You've been after him, after Mayor Scott, for a while on Safe Streets regarding transparency. And now the city inspector general is finding out that she's being iced out, pardon the pun, of what, law documents or access onto certain information?
Yeah, so it's really interesting. Her office is having some issues getting details and documents for the entire time that the OIG has been existent in its capacity. So for the last 8 years or so, you know, her office requests financial information, and it's either turned over voluntarily, you know, or her office issues a subpoena, and that's how information is received. But now we're seeing these pages that she received when she asked for financial information, and it's just black boxes. And anyone in the press is very familiar with that. You know, that's what redactions look like when you submit a public records request. And that's how she says, the inspector general says, her requests for information are now suddenly being treated like a public records request, like she's a member of the public. And instead of details, she's getting pages, hundreds of pages of redactions.
Well, they, as I understand it, the city and the mayor are basically using the attorney-client privilege as an excuse for not turning over the full documents. What do other jurisdictions do? Do other jurisdictions that have inspectors general like Isabel Cumming, how do they handle it?
Yeah, some of them do, and the information is not treated like public records requests, because at the end of the day, it's not. And you know, the issue with the law department and claiming attorney-client privilege is something that she's dealing with as well. And now suddenly the law department says that any documents can't be turned over because of this attorney-client privilege. But at the same time, the inspector general in Baltimore argues there is no privilege. Everyone is on the same team in the sense of the law department kind of works for everybody. And she understands the attorney-client privilege. I mean, she's an attorney, and documents in the past have been, you know, marked privileged and not released when the investigations end up being published. But without that information, the investigations are really difficult to complete.
And do you think in theory that the mayor and the city are testing to see if this thing holds? Because you could pretty much, I guess, make an argument for attorney-client privilege on a lot of things that Isabel Cumming would like to investigate.
Absolutely. I mean, in theory, it could be almost anything, right? Or everything, if that's the standard. Because the law department touches a lot of information, or they're CC'd on emails sometimes. And if that's the standard, then that would indicate that almost every single document could be considered privilege. And I just don't see how investigations are able to move forward if that's the new standard. And I think the question is why? Why now, all of a sudden, is this happening?
That's an excellent question, because timing is everything. And what recourse does she have? Does she now have to go through the courts to and sue for this information, like a FOIA request, or does she have any kind of other legal recourse?
Yeah, I think, you know, ending up in the courts is the sword for any type of situation like this. And I think that's why she's making public comments, because drawing attention to it hopefully is the first step, and putting pressure on elected leaders inside City Hall or other leaders not elected to answer for what is going on and perhaps, you know, change course on this. But if this continues, I'm not sure how we don't end up in court if these investigations are ever to be completed. And remember, Baltimore City voters, they wanted this, right? They wanted an independent inspector general. They enshrined it in the charter that she should be, or that the office should remain independent. And yet, it doesn't seem like that is the new viewpoint inside City Hall.
Yeah, but besides the attorney-client privilege invocation, is there any other statute or law that prohibits the City Hall from turning this stuff over?
No. I mean, complying with a subpoena is something that, in theory, is a requirement, right? And
yeah.
So I think if that information is not turned over after a subpoena is issued, I think that's really where we'll see some potential litigation.
Right. Or contempt ruling, which would be even worse for the City Hall. All right, more of Mackenzie Frost. In-depth tonight, 5:30, Fox 45. Up next, the ongoing issues between the mayor and Ivan Bates. It's 8:43, traffic weather on the threes now with the update. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like city police and a medic just heading out to a wreck. I think they said Eastern Avenue at Kane Street, if that's the location that's right there at Eastern Avenue at the bridge at I-95. They're saying now the ramp closure at Keith Avenue from I-95 north at Keith Avenue is police activity on that ramp. Don't know what it is, have no idea, but the ramp is blocked from northbound 95 onto Keith Avenue. You go up to O'Donnell Street, work your way back into that area. The situation on eastbound 50 after the Severn River Bridge is a bad spot. They've been clearing snow from the ramp. Eastbound 50 onto Ritchie Highway, that's a busy ramp. The traffic wants to go north on Ritchie Highway up to Arnold. They come off the bridge, they're in the shade, they come around the curve, and there are the cones and the state highway truck with really no really good pre-warning right there. And then suddenly you have to go from the deceleration lane all the way over to the center and the left-hand lane. Now we're backed up. Now we're slow. I'm surprised we haven't seen a wreck with these tractor trailers and everybody coming through this area. Still a very critical situation there for the traffic eastbound off the Severn River Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, bone-chilling cold the next several days. Sunny, low 20s today. Single digits again tonight. Friday, more of the same. Keeping an eye on a nor'easter that could impact our weather sometime this weekend. More of a threat to the eastern coast of Carolinas and maybe even Ocean City. Right now, it's sunny, and it's 8 degrees in Baltimore, 9 in Pasadena. On our Newsmaker hotline is Mackenzie Frost, government investigative reporter. She goes in-depth tonight at 5:30 on Fox 45, and we've been talking about this pattern now we're seeing out of the Scott administration, where kind of games being played, loopholes, gimmicks. They've done this, you know, for years with you, Mackenzie, with Safe Streets, no identity, no identity, of course, of the Safe Streets workers hiding behind the Life Bridge and Catholic Charities, etc. And we just discussed the Isabel Cumming now and what they're doing with her with attorney-client privilege. But you would think with Ivan Bates, I mean, here you have a partner in helping to bring down these crime rates in the city, but Ivan Bates said enough is enough because he's not getting the necessary information he needs. What can you tell us there?
Yeah, I mean, we saw this rift kind of play out at the end of last year, and now, you know, the information sharing issues are continuing between the city attorney's office and the mayor's office of neighborhood safety and engagement, or MONSI, and we have this external, you know, third party review of the situation from the attorney, and the review indicated kind of siding with Ivan, Mr. Bates, and saying that, look, if this information is not being shared, that can put criminal cases in jeopardy because of discovery rules. And if that information is not being turned over, then these cases are really in question. And we even have the Office of Public Defender out with this statement saying, look, we're very concerned about what this means for our clients who have already been prosecuted. And so I think that this is a real issue that doesn't really seem to be rising to the level of what I think the importance that it should right now, just because if these cases end up being overturned or retried, that's a significant problem.
Yeah, and I think one area where Mr. Bates has been very, I think, diligent in pursuing is the defense of victims. and their families. And this would impact victims as well, wouldn't it not?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know, at the end of the day, the information or services that are being provided to victims by Monzi, that information has to be shared with everybody involved. And that includes the state's attorney's office, potential public defender's office, or the defense team in general. And if victims don't know certain things are happening, like take the diversion pilot program, Sidestep, for example, if they don't know that the suspect is being diverted, it's a violation of their rights as a victim.
Yeah, look, the relationship between Ivan Bates and Mayor Scott has been, frosty, if you pardon the pun. But it is something that it looked like it was getting better, and then it took a turn for the worse. Where does it stand right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think it still stands frosty, if you will, because nothing really seems to have changed in terms of the information sharing. I mean, we saw a joint statement, I think it was at the end of last year, after they were trading letters back and forth, and the statement didn't really put the issue to bed. It just said that, you know, they agree that addressing public safety is important and all of that. But if the details aren't being shared, and it doesn't seem like the mayor's office is really interested in changing tactics, then these problems will persist. And again, I just would not be surprised if we see some of these cases being, you know, relitigated because of these concerns over violations of rights for victims and defendants.
And there's just about a minute left here, and that's all coming up tonight on In Depth. I just a side question here, and that is, you've talked with the Senate President Bill Ferguson about the governor's redistricting bill, House Bill 488. Is it going to see the light of day in the Maryland State Senate, or is it going to get buried?
All indications point that it's DOA, dead on arrival, and I think that, you know, if and when it passes the House, which it is expected to by the end of this week or early next week, it'll get sent over to the Senate, and then the Senate will send it to a committee, and I think that's where it will stay for the rest of session.
Very good. Mackenzie Frost, we'll be looking forward to tonight, 5:30, Fox 45, In Depth. Thanks, Mackenzie. We'll talk with you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. 8:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Time for our Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some good.
Well, a snowplow driver in Cincinnati jumped in to escort an ambulance to the hospital the other day. Baby needed to get to Cincinnati Children's Hospital, ASAP. The roads covered in snow, not drivable. Here's snowplow driver Joe Estes talking about his very important plow route.
It's probably the most important trek of my ODOT career. Completely snow covered, couldn't see pavement. As a father myself, it hit me like, I don't know the age, the sex, the race, the religion of this child, nothing. No details, still don't know. And it was, get this child to this hospital for whatever they need. By no means am I the hero. I'm just a truck driver. And I absolutely hope everything works out for the best.
And it did. So what a great story that is. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. And I want you to go in and see Mayor and or Mayor. There are two guys, both named Mayor, and they both run Town Appliance. And it is amazing when you walk into their showroom. I mean, it's just, it's stunning. And you have to actually see it to believe it and to appreciate it. When I've been there a couple of times, and I just went in recently myself because it's time for a new fridge, and I found out that my 35-year-old house isn't really cut out for the newer fridges these days, so I'm going to have to make some alterations, and Mayor helped me out with a name when we'll help maybe do that, and then once we get that finished, and we can go in and complete the purchase for the new refrigerator. But again, all sorts of brands, 70 different brands on display there. They're expanding their showroom, and what I love most about Town Appliance is their 5-star service. You're not going to get service like this anywhere else. A big box store, hardware store, whatever the case may be, or online, of course, you won't. We know how that goes. Town Appliance excels with great customer service. They have competitive pricing, and the fact is their goal is to get you as a customer for life, so you're buying all your appliances there, and that's why they're so serious about winning you over and keeping you as a customer. So if you're in the market for just a single appliance like me or an entire kitchen upgrade, go see Mayor or Mayor at Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
The Great Scale Model Train Show is here this Saturday and Sunday at the Timonium Fairgrounds, the largest train show in the Mid-Atlantic, featuring the Lego Blocks operating layout, top model makers in our Craftsman's Corner special show area, free clinics, locomotive repairs, and rare locomotives available exclusively from show dealers. Special family prices and kids under 16 are free with an adult. The Great Scale Model Train Show, this weekend only. Don't miss it.
Need smarter office IT? Print and marketing solutions? Explore Doceo's multifunction printers, Toshiba, Epson, Canon, Kyocera, and so much more to help your business needs run and grow. Serving Bel Air and Hunt Valley. Learn more at mydoceo.com.
8:53, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the update now with the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, they reopened the ramp. Good news finally. All the snow removal is done. They're reopening just now. They put the barricades to the side, eastbound 50, coming off the Severn River Bridge and then exiting onto Ritchie Highway. So very nicely now, that's recovered, and everybody's getting through safely. The traffic that went by had to go over towards Whitehall Road and then come back. But at least now the ramp is open once again. Don't see any other major problems right now, but this ramp from northbound 95 onto Keith Avenue at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, that ramp is closed, and they're indicating it's police activity. That's all we know. It's all we need to know. So that ramp is blocked. If you're coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, you normally would take that ramp, mostly commercial vehicles, but whatever. You go up to O'Donnell Street and then work your way back through there. Plenty of ways to go around that, but be prepared for a little extra time using the O'Donnell Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a cold stretch continues today. Sunny, low 20s tonight, lows in the low single digits. Friday the same. Saturday, we'll watching that storm. We'll keep an eye on, know more about it tomorrow with Nor'easter heading our way. But it's going to stay off the coast, so it's really more of a threat to Ocean City than us here. We might have some light snow, but we'll know more tomorrow. Sunny and 10 degrees in Glen Burnie, and it is 11 in Edgewater. I think we might start a new update here on the show. I'm still banging it around in my head because I used to do it on the podcast, the Trump derangement syndrome. Remember that, Michelle? Yeah. And our Trump derangement syndrome of the day or the week or whatever, because it's become a pandemic now. It really is. There's so much TDS, and it's in the music world, and it's in the acting and Hollywood world, and it's also, of course, with elected officials and just your friends and relatives. I'm sure you've run into it yourself. I have. And some of my family members are just absolutely Trump deranged. They run when they see me coming. It's just like I'm not even welcome anymore in any some of these plays. But anyway, Bruce Springsteen put out a new song called Streets of Minneapolis. I was never a huge Springsteen fan. Some of the stuff is okay. Some of it, I think, like Nebraska, is pedantic. It's really not all that good. I think Harry's trying to become the next Bob Dylan. I wanted to play this for you just a little bit, and then we'll discuss it. This is the Streets of Minneapolis.
Through the winter's ice and cold, down Nicolet Avenue, a city of flame fought fire and ice neath an occupier's boots. King Trump's private army from the DHS, guns belted to their coats, came to Minneapolis to enforce the law, or so their story goes. Against smoke and rubber bullets, in the dawn's early light, citizens stood for justice, their voices ringing through the night. And there were bloody footprints where mercy should have stood, and two dead left to die on snow-filled streets, Alex Pretty and Renee. Saying in through the bloody mist, we'll take our stand. streets of Minneapolis.
All right, that's not going to play the whole thing. It sounds like another song to me. I can't place it. Maybe you can help me. The tune, the melody, sounds very similar to me to another song. So I'm going to have to dig deep for that. But he goes on to call Trump King. Trump, you heard King, Trump's private army, Trump's federal thugs. He mentioned Stephen Miller, Christy Noem, etc. This is what Hollywood does. This is what Democrats do. This has become... they got the color revolution going. They're destabilizing. They got people organizing. They've got funding going on. Now they got, like they always do, a lot of people in the music industry and the Hollywood industry. Like, actress Molly Ringwald. Remember her? Pretty in Pink? Not so pretty anymore. She has gone full, anti-Trump. And here's what she said about the president and where the country is today.
This is... a fascist government. It's not becoming a fascist government. It is a fascist government. And ICE is brutalizing people. And I don't care how you identify, if you're a Democrat, if you're a Republican, if you're independent, if you don't like to be political at all, it doesn't matter. You have to look at what kind of country you want to live in.
And she goes on to compare us to France and the German Nazi occupation to France. And so it's just, you lose the argument when you start down that road. But it's just, that's it. So we'll start maybe on a regular basis. We'll figure it out. Because there is a pandemic of Trump derangement. Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realty company. Vinny, I think, is just the best when it comes to selling your home. And he's proven it time and time again with a database of 13,000 buyers that are really ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. He sells faster than 3% faster than 3 times faster, I should say, than more, and for 3% more money than your average agent. So when it comes time to sell your home, think about it now. The spring sale time is coming up shortly. Call Vinny, 410-709-7515. Tell him I told you to call, 410-709-7515, or vinnysteo.com. And he'll be able to sell your home. And he guarantees it, by the way. Andrew Langer's in for Kim coming up next. See you tomorrow. God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.